Thompson before this Friday, and FootFX will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootFX, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootFX.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Productivity up, wages down.
More for less. It's the American way.
Questions in a deadly plane crash.
People here want to know why the plane was on the wrong runway.
Ernesto draws a bead.
The storm is going to hook and turn a little bit more towards Florida.
The magic number at the Emmys was 24. Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. While corporate profits soar and productivity keeps climbing, the American worker is falling behind on payday. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Shenemy. Jim, what do the numbers show?
Well, we're working harder, Nick. We're putting out more. We're getting paid less. That's because for most workers, pay has not kept up with the inflation rate. You factor that in, the average American is actually making 2% less since 2003. At the same time, productivity has increased steadily. According to the latest government figures, wages and salaries now make up the lowest share of the gross domestic products since the government began recording the data in 1947. In the meantime, corporate profits have their highest share since the 60s. Reporting live, Jim Shenaby, CBS News.
Investigators continue sifting for clues into yesterday's Comair crash in Kentucky that killed all but one of the 50 people on board. We're live in Lexington with CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Nick, clues are needed to find out why this commuter jet rolled down the wrong runway and couldn't get airborne. Sources tell CBS News the tower placed the plane properly. The first officer heroically pulled from the burning wreckage is in critical condition. People in this close-knit community mourn 49 sadder stories. For instance, Pat Smith, a Habitat for Humanity volunteer. Church colleague Linda Harvey says,
he had something contagious about him that just drew people to his cause.
Smith was heading to Mississippi to build homes for Hurricane Katrina victims. Live in Lexington, Kentucky, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, South Florida is starting to pay more attention to Ernesto. It's dropped from hurricane to tropical storm status, but that could change again, says CBS meteorologist George Cullen.
It looks like the center of the storm will be over the Florida Keys Tuesday night and then the main peninsula of Florida by Wednesday morning, possibly as a hurricane.
And a hurricane watch is posted for the Keys and the southern tip of Florida. Ernesto has just moved ashore in Cuba. Worries over the storm are prompting NASA to likely roll the space shuttle Atlantis off its pad tomorrow and cancel this week's planned launch. Ernesto livened up one tourist vacation in the Cayman Islands.
It's my 50th birthday, and I wanted to do something really, really exciting. So I was rather hoping that the hurricane was going to strike.
Well, it was a year ago this week that Hurricane Katrina roared across the Gulf of Mexico and plowed into the coast in New Orleans, which was devastated by the storm. People are celebrating their survival.
One performer shouted to this crowd, "Clap your hands, you're still alive." There are concerts like this one meant to strengthen residents' faith in the future of the city, and others meant to remind them of their heritage. Music has often been so vital to this city, it's become very much a part of its healing process as well. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, New Orleans.
Big relief at the gas pump, where prices plunged about 15 cents during the past couple of weeks. Why the big downturn? Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Recently, lower crude oil prices contributed a little, but the big reason is that there is lots of gasoline on the market.
But still, gas prices are much higher than they were last year, and with the kids heading back to the classrooms, fuel costs are forcing parents to rethink transportation. In Charlotte, Katie Shapiro says she used to drive her daughter to school every morning.
I'm considering that, cutting that out and just letting her ride the bus, because it's going to add up.
Now, a hearing is set in Boulder later today for John Mark Carr, as CBS News correspondent Lee Frank reports. For the man who claims he was with JonBenet Ramsey the night she was killed, there is no high-powered legal dream team at work.
The 41-year-old teacher, considered indigent, is represented by public defenders, now aggressively fighting to stop any use of DNA samples without a court order. And Carr's lawyers want to keep out of public view recent handwriting samples, which could be compared to the ransom note found in the Ramsey home by JonBenet's mom.
It's 4 past the hour.
Beverly Weaver with an AM 760 local news update. Another court appearance for the suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case today. John Mark Carr appearing in a Boulder courtroom this afternoon for arraignment. He'll be represented by two public defenders after a bit of a scuffle between lawyers this weekend. Two private lawyers apparently will not be there. Several items connected to the Ramsey case are now being sold on eBay. An industry watchdog calls it murderabilia, not anything that belongs to Carr. It is cold, cold over the weekend, cold in the mountains.
Up in the high country, it's beginning already.
Trail Ridge Road closed right now due to bad conditions, snow, hail, heavy winds over the weekend. It should reopen later today for the final week before Labor Day, and we'll see temperatures hanging in the low 70s today in the metro area as well. And in sports, yes, it is still preseason.
10-5. He's got a Denver touchdown.
But the Broncos are still winning. They beat the Houston Texans last night, 17-14. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Beverly Weaver. Now here's Gina Michaels with an AM 760 Progressive Traffic Update.
Good morning. Starting off with two problem spots. A rollover crash eastbound 76 at 88th has at least one lane blocked for you there. Minor fender bender on the tollway east 470 side near 104th for your airport drive. You're rolling along nicely elsewhere, though. Southbound 25 out of Thornton looks good. 225 up to speed in Aurora. No delays on the Boulder Turnpike. Weather today, partly cloudy.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Is going to be intelligence and law enforcement, and that war only creates more terrorism? Gee, that was kind of the conservative mouthpieces to say after 2004 that Kerry was right all along. How kind. These people should be bitch slapped.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. Wouldn't it be nicer for a change we could tell you that gasoline prices are sharply down instead of sharply up? In your dreams, right? Well, first of all, let me assure you that you are not dreaming, and with your eyes wide open, it is true that gasoline prices are not merely leveling off. They are indeed falling rapidly, says the gasoline price lady, Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey.
For the first time in about a year, the average gasoline price dropped big time. In the past 2 weeks, it has dropped 15 cents. And self-serve regular now averages $2.87 per gallon.
And for the same reasons, they went up so much, supply and demand.
Recently, lower crude oil prices contributed a little, but the big reason is that there is lots of gasoline on the market.
How that happened, after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is an announcement paid for by the American Jewish Committee.
The news from the Middle East usually revolves around conflict, but there's other news that's too often neglected. While Israel bravely defends itself against those seeking its destruction, other things are happening inside the country. Today it's one of the leading hubs of science, technology, and medicine. In the list of recent Nobel Prize winners, Israel is well represented. So too in the list of new patents. And ditto in the list of high-tech companies on the NASDAQ. In fact, every time you log on to your computer, chances are Israeli technology is helping you. Every time you use your cell phone or voicemail, chances are Israeli technology is there too. And every time you enter a hospital for a procedure, chances are Israeli technology is probably there as well. It wasn't by accident that Warren Buffett, the leading American investor, made his largest overseas investment ever in Israel earlier this year. Israel, the more you know, the more you understand. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Gasoline prices always seem to defy gravity in the way that they go up faster than they come down. And even though the price is coming down on average across the whole country, it's coming down faster in some places than in others, says Trilby Lundberg.
Our survey showed Des Moines, Iowa, with the lowest average price, $2.60 per gallon for regular grade, and the highest in Honolulu at $3.23 per gallon.
The drop is not because the oil companies have suddenly become nicer guys. It's because right now there's an abundance of gasoline.
Earlier in the year, there was great supply tightness from a lack of abundant ethanol for blending required in much more of the country this year, and from other regulative changes that cost more money to make gasoline.
And at those prices, demand softened somewhat, understandably. So now what happens?
From here, demand is going to be even softer. The summer driving season is ending. The flush gasoline supply situation is about to become even more flush.
The Osgood File. I'm Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
The Osgood File, August 28th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. It's 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here to engage in another 4 hours of inappropriate behavior. High today, 78, partly sunny. It's not going to be that hot today. I'm just adjusting all the, you know, anybody who listens Monday morning at 6:11, 11 minutes after 6, you know that I go through this every morning. I'm adjusting all the, why don't I have this stuff adjusted before I get on the air? Because I'm a miscreant, I guess. I don't know. I don't have my act together. How are you this morning, John Turk?
I'm very well. Had a good weekend off. Didn't have to work yesterday. I normally work 6 days a week, and had yesterday off. Went up to my parents' cabin. Had a good time.
Yeah, you sound like you got a nice cold going on there.
Well, I don't know. This started last week, and it's either like a sinus infection or something, but it just hasn't gone away. Maybe just bad allergies again, but yeah, I'm quite stuffed up.
Yeah, you do sound like it. All right, you know what? On a well-rounded morning show, on a morning show that is well-rounded, on a radio station looking for mass appeal, you should always have something. You should do something having to do with pop culture. But I'm proud to tell you this morning that since this is not a well-rounded morning show, I can't give you one, I can't say one word this morning about the Emmys. You know why? Because one, I didn't watch them. And two, I wouldn't know any of the shows if you gave me a list. That's how much television that Mary and I watch. You know, none. As a matter of fact, I saw this morning on the news that West Wing, isn't West Wing the most awarded television show in the history of TV? Because they won another Emmy last night. Mary and I have never seen West Wing. We've never seen any of those shows. We know nothing about them. So, if you're looking for Emmy information, oh well, I guess you'll have to go somewhere else. All right, this morning at 8 o'clock, it's our Monday Take It 8 with Ed Schultz. We'll have Ed here to talk about all the weekend news. And then at 8:30, we're going to have Jeffrey Shaw. He's the co-chair of the Colorado Stonewall Democrats. He's going to talk about what young Republicans had done at Mesa State College campus here last week, and we're going to get into that a little bit. And then at 8:45, we're going to talk to the next congressman from CD7, Ed Perlmutter. And last week, Perlmutter filed an official complaint with the FCC for an event that Rick O'Donnell held last week that was sponsored by the Bushell Insurance Agency, an affiliate of State Farm Insurance. The complaint centers on O'Donnell's accepting corporate contributions, which federal law expressly prohibits. In addition, the Perlmutter campaign received a call from State Farm Insurance to apologize for the action of their affiliate, the Bushell Insurance Agency Incorporated in Wheat Ridge, and we'll talk to Ed Perlmutter about that. And we got a whole potpourri of other stuff coming up, too. Pardon the pun, including talking about marijuana here at 6:14, 14 minutes after 6. Have I got enough time to start getting into this? Have I got enough time to get into this? Okay, I don't know how many of you saw this over the weekend in the newspapers, and it was in the Denver West section yesterday. This has to do with the death penalty, and has to do with a program called Lifeline, started in Canada, that strives to give lifers a shot at freedom if they exhibit good behavior, a desire to change, and remorse for their crimes. It also saves money associated with keeping inmates in prison for decades. But the Colorado Department of Corrections has selected these inmates, these men serving life sentences for murder, for participation in the program that could set them free. And surviving family members of the victims don't like this. And the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post both have articles on this. The Rocky Mountain News today, I believe, and the Denver Post yesterday had articles about this. There are 430 inmates serving life sentences statewide who ultimately could be selected for the program, according to the Gazette in Colorado Springs. Colorado specifically targets inmates who were sentenced before 1990, when the sentences of life without parole was instituted. The DOC staff said they believe that the four killers who are going to kick off this program no longer pose a threat to society and could lead to productive lives as parolees. Now, up until now, inmates serving life sentences would go before the parole board every few years, but as you know, very few of them ever are paroled. DOC officials contacted families of the victims while determining eligibility, according to the Gazette in Colorado Springs, but the families of a couple of these guys weren't contacted. And the Rocky says that the DOC officials could not be reached for comment about this on Sunday. The inmates eligible for early parole are Dennis Prentice, 54, of Lakewood. He dodged a death sentence by one vote in the slaying of Deborah Nadeau, I guess is her name, 19 years old, and Howard Pilcher, Jr., 15, in the summer of 1975. He stabbed Nadeau 16 times in front of her baby at her Lakewood apartment. In a separate incident, he shot Pilcher in the face three times and dumped the body in a Jefferson County ditch. Douglas Schagel, 50, of Aurora, was convicted of killing a U.S. Marine, Craig Kunkel, 19, of Fort Wayne, Indiana, on May 4, 1976, after a dispute. Kunkel was found beaten to death in a ditch along a road west of Loveland. Another Aurora man, Mark Amos, was also given a life sentence for his role in the murder. Ricky Orr of Denver killed Linkfield Glover, 51, while robbing a filling station. This was back in 1972. Prosecutors said Glover was forced to his knees and shot in the head. And Condi Vasquez was convicted of murdering Dale Joseph Baca of Denver in 1976 for an ounce of heroin and $3,000. Baca was shot in the head twice. Now, here's what I want to ask you on this Monday morning at 303-713-7600. I am I am against the death penalty. And I think I made this clear a number of times. And my reasoning being against the death penalty is I mistrust the judicial process in that I maintain that if you are, we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, I maintain that, you know what, if you got money, your chances of getting life in prison or your chances of even getting off are a hell of a lot better than if you're an indigent or middle class or lower middle class person accused of a capital crime, because you don't have the money. But here's what I want to ask you. I want to ask you, do you approve the idea of giving these guys a second chance? Do you approve the idea of guys who have been convicted of murder? Do you approve of the idea of giving them a second chance? 303-713-7600, saying that, oh, well, you know what, they're productive. They've proven that they're going to be productive, that they've gone through education behind bars. They've done all this. I mean, do you believe in giving them a second chance? Because you don't want to know something? Unless you can talk me out of it, I don't believe in it. I don't buy it for one second. If you kill somebody and you get life in prison, you stay in prison for life. Now, is that too hard-ass of an opinion? Pardon my French? So if you believe these guys ought to get a second chance, you need to call me at 303-713-7600. 7600 and talk me out of my viewpoint. Or maybe you agree with me that you shoot a guy in the back of the head, you kill him, you smoke him, hey, you go to the joint and you stay there for life. 619, 19 minutes after 6 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I got four open lines. Let's get it together and, you know, either talk me out of this or maybe you're on the same side I'm on. I don't know what the progressive liberal position on this would be.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Your car looks disgusting. Don't have the time. Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 623, 23 minutes after 6. High today, 78. Partly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. By the way, the administration PR machine is revving up, and Bush is headed to the Gulf Coast, and we will cover the one-year anniversary of Katrina. We'll do that tomorrow. Right now we're talking about this parole plan being blasted. Corrections selects four for a program that could set lifers free. These are guys that have committed murder. Now, do you think that they should be set free because behind bars they allegedly prove that they've changed? You know, I'm against the death penalty, as I said before, but you know what? Life in prison? You kill somebody, you get life in prison, you don't get a second chance. And I really, I fail to see the logic behind this program. 303-713-7600. And I got three lines open. And I'd love to talk to those of you who are either pro-death penalty or against the death penalty and what you think about this. Let me go to Robert, who's hanging out in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, man. For a Monday, I'm not bad. How about yourself?
Yeah, I'm about the same, actually. I haven't called you in a while, but I thought I'd just chime in on this one.
Okay, do it.
You know, I guess where I'm at is I'm not for or against it. I was telling Dirk, I said, you know, I might be kind of callous, but I look at this as kind of a from a monetary aspect, as if you committed the crime, I agree, you should get life. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But, you know, I'm also looking at this from a monetary aspect, saying, well, how much is it going to cost the taxpayer to keep this guy alive for the next 30 years versus maybe, you know, an injection? That's kind of where I'm like, I don't know. And this guy's in prison. He's getting a free education. He's getting an education better than most middle-class people get. You know, so he's in there. He's doing his time. But, you know, as far as reform goes, I don't know. That's all in the mind of the offender. I don't know where to go with it.
I don't know that they get a better education than most middle class people get. Number one, I don't know. I wouldn't vouch for that. Number two, I think it costs, if I remember the figure correctly, I think it costs like $17,000 a year, something around in there to keep these guys alive every single year. So there's four of them, but. You know, the other thing you got to look at when you start talking about money, there's more to life than just the monetary expense. Suppose you were like the victim's brother or the victim's sister or the victim's son or daughter or husband or wife. I mean, how would you feel if you got a call from the Department of Corrections that said, we started this new program, it's called Lifeline, we're going to let so-and-so out? I mean, what would your feeling be?
Right, you know, Jay, I guess I wouldn't be really happy with that. You know, like I said, I do agree with your point as far as they need to stay in. You know, I mean, that's the old eye for an eye type thing. I don't know, you know, I don't necessarily agree with the death penalty, but I do feel in some, you know, in different circumstances that it might warrant a death penalty. I just, you know, like I'm kind of torn with the whole thing, but. I just thought I'd give you a call and let you know where I stand. And I really don't agree with the program that Denver's pushing. So,
State of Colorado.
Yeah.
All right, pal. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right. I think a lot of people would be torn on this. I think maybe a lot of people would be torn on it. When I first read this in Sunday's Denver Post and then saw it this morning again in the Rocky, I was kind of torn for a second, too, about this. But I guess you have to ask yourself, if you believe that somebody who commits murder, that commits a violent crime, that you got to ask yourself, do you think that they can be rehabilitated? That do you think that they can be rehabilitated to the point where they should be allowed to go free? Because for me, there are certain categories of offenders that I don't think should ever go free. And two areas that I think that qualify for me are people who have committed murder. I just don't believe in parole. Now, I'm talking about violent crimes here. I'm not talking about manslaughter. I'm talking about violent crimes. Like you get a guy at a liquor store, like one of these guys, or a gas station, like one of these guys. And this guy, Ricky Orr, 52 of Denver, he killed this guy, Linkfield Glover, 51, while robbing a filling station at 2880 West 8th Avenue. This is back in 1972. Prosecutors said Glover was forced to his knees and shot in the head. Do you think this guy should be allowed to get out because he has so-called, quote-unquote, rehabilitated himself behind bars? That, you know, that category, and also child molesters, same thing. I know there are these arguments about child molesters. I know that in France, for instance, that they have tried things like chemical castration and other things. But you know what? You molest a child and you steal a child's innocence and you commit a crime like that. As far as I'm concerned, you know what? You don't get out. There's no way. And particularly, you don't get out and you don't get exposed to the community. Here's something else you got to ask yourself: would you want one of these? Now, these guys, if they're paroled, they would be paroled to a halfway house. But how long are they going to stay in a halfway house? And would you want one of these guys living next door to you, or would you want one of these guys in your community? And I, you know what, I feel like I'm as open-minded, and maybe I'm not, but I try to be. I feel like I'm as open-minded and as open-hearted as anybody in the world, although I can hear Mary laughing at home. She's probably thinking, well, they don't know, but Jay's got his prejudices. Well, we all do. But I don't think that somebody who has committed a violent crime should be allowed to walk, even if they've done, 31 years in prison. As this guy, Dennis Parentis, 54, he spent nearly 31 years in prison for the two brutal murders he committed back in the summer of 1975. Do you think that this guy should be allowed to be let out under this this Lifeline program? And I know that, as Robert said, I mean, there's always this argument about the death penalty. One of the arguments that always comes up, one of the classic arguments about the death penalty that always comes up, is the amount of money it costs to keep these guys alive. But, you know, I just don't believe in the state taking a life. 303-713-7600, four open lines. Do you favor this program, yay or nay? And we'll take your calls coming up if I can get some here this morning. And because I'd love to hear what you have to say, and I'd love to hear what you have to say. This is a classic argument about those who are pro-death penalty, and there are some progressives and there are some liberals who are pro-death penalty, and those who are not and who are against the death penalty. And it calls into the question the whole idea of rehabilitation behind bars. And if you believe that somebody can rehabilitate themselves behind bars, that somebody who has committed brutal murders should be allowed to be let out into the community because they have, quote, unquote, rehabilitated themselves. You know, if you take somebody's life brutally, can you ever in any way, shape, or form pay your debt on that? Can you pay the debt to the victim's families, even? And I wonder about that. And I can hear the right-wing talk stations screaming and yelling today about this program. Well, these guys all ought to be executed, blah, blah, blah. You know, because to them, I mean, to them, justice, cuts on a nickel. All right, it's 6:31, 29 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 303-713-7600. Gina Michaels, did you watch the Emmys last night? Gina?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm here. I just checked in. I didn't watch the whole thing. I'm not much for award shows.
Yeah, well, I figured since you're our traffic and also our resident culture expert, that you might have scoped out the Emmys. Have you ever seen any of those shows, like 24? Have you ever watched those?
24, yes. Big fan of 24.
Oh, Lord.
Is that surprising?
No, it's okay. I mean, it's all right. I mean, you know, it's fine with me. I mean, you're the same person who was talking about being a raving Tom Cruise fan.
Well, West Wing, probably one of my favorite shows.
I've never seen that.
Come on.
No, I've never seen it.
Oh, awesome. In fact, I'm watching the third season on DVD. I'm starting all over again.
So what are you saying to me? I should go out and get the seasons on DVD and start watching them at home?
Absolutely.
I can't even think of that. You know, the last show that I watched on a regular basis that I really liked, they took off, which was Commander in Chief.
Oh, well, West Wing is 10 times better than Commander in Chief. Better writing, better acting, funny, dramatic, all. It has everything all rolled up into one great package.
All right, well.
Highly recommend it.
Okay, so do you agree with the awards last night, yes or no?
I don't know. I guess. I don't really care.
Yeah, neither do 90% of the people listening to this radio station. I got a feeling all three of them this morning who are up. Judging by the call volume. 6:33, 33 minutes before the hour. What's progressive traffic look like this morning?
Well, we're in pretty good shape. I-25 is starting to get busy southbound out of Thornton, but it's moving along well. Highway 36 got a nice ride out of Boulder. We did have a couple of wrecks. The one near DIA on E-470 has been cleared. Still have some cleanup eastbound 76 at 88, so just be prepared for the rolling backups. They're right around 96th and Commerce City for the next few minutes, and then they should have it out of the way. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Currently, it's 52 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, you won't pay a penny of interest for 72 months when you buy any new 06 model. That's right, buy any new 06 interest-free for 72 months. Wow, only at Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
34 minutes before the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I am a sleep combatant. In other words, I've struggled to get good sleep all of my life, you know, ever since I've been a kid. And one of the things that will help you get good sleep is the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. And you know what? As the end of summer approaches and you're headed back to the mall for some school shopping, if you are, or if your shopping plans include looking for a new bed, I'd like to take just a few minutes to get you to stop into a Select Comfort store, home the Sleep Number bed. At a Select Comfort store, you can start your mattress shopping with a completely different shopping experience. No overwhelming and confusing mattress stores with rows and rows of beds. You can find your Sleep Number, and you can learn all about the better sleep and the personalized comfort of your Sleep Number bed. You can also see how the Sleep Number bed's dual air chamber design creates a more personalized sleep experience. Set your Sleep Number to as soft or as firm as you like, creating a customized mattress just for you. My Sleep Number is usually between 75 and 80, and Mary has hers at about 70. This customized comfort means you get more of the deep, restorative, restive sleep that you need to wake up feeling refreshed. The Sleep Number bed comes with a 20-year limited warranty and a 30-night in-home trial, so how can you lose? You can start sleeping better right away, because right now, Select Comfort's Labor Day sale features all beds and bedding on sale, including no interest and no payments until 2008 on Select Comfort's most popular models. See the store nearest you for details. And you know what? In this area, we're very, very lucky because we have Select Comfort stores in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, Foothills Mall, Colorado Mills, and Belmar Mall.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Going to a party in the county. Good morning. 6:38. 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 78. Partly sunny skies. We're talking about this parole plan. Corrections, the Department of Corrections, the state of Colorado, has picked 4 for this program that could set these lifers free. All of them have gone to jail for murder. Do you think this is a good idea? Do you favor it, or are you against it? I'm definitely against it. 303-713-7600. It brings into question things like the death penalty and about the idea that whether you believe that somebody who commits a violent crime, like murder, can be rehabilitated behind bars, deserves a second chance. Let's go to Chris, who's on the turnpike. Chris, you're on the AM 760. Good morning.
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
So I don't agree with the program at all, first of all. If they've committed a brutal crime, they should stay in jail for life. But on the topic of the death penalty, I just can't believe in a system where it's been shown that innocent people have been put to death. And I think if it's possible for one person to be put to death who was not guilty of the crime, the whole system should be done away with.
Yeah, see, I would agree with the, I would agree with the same thing. And, you know, when I lived in Chicago, there were tons of, not tons, but there were a couple of cases where, you know, they had coerced confessions out of people. They had manufactured evidence, the police department, that, you know, DNA later showed that, you know, these guys didn't do it. I mean, there's too much. And also, as I've said before, I mean, if you got a lot of money, you're going to get a good attorney. If you got no money, I mean, you're left to having a public defender.
Exactly. It's just there's too much in play to have the state put someone to death. And I just don't think it's a good idea that we should not be involved in what in some cases amounts to murder. So.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Do you think people who commit murder, particularly violent crimes, you know, like getting a guy down on his knees in a filling station and shooting him in the head, do you think those people can be rehabilitated behind bars?
No, I honestly don't. I don't believe so. I think there's a flaw in the criminal justice system in general where, I mean, it's been shown that once you get in, in some cases you become more violent. I think there's a fundamental flaw in the rehabilitation system. I don't believe you can. You can be rehabilitated as a murderer.
All right, one last question. How about paying your debt to society? Do you think that those people can ever pay off their debt?
don't know. I would say probably not.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. I don't know who came up with this idea. Actually, it started in Canada, and it strives to give these lifers a shot at freedom if they exhibit good behavior. But you know what? I don't care whether they exhibit good behavior or not. I don't think they should ever get a shot at freedom. And you know what? And does that make us sound like we're like, you know, right-wing reactionaries? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
All right, Chris, thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. I don't think that puts us out of the mainstream, and I don't think it makes us, you know, Chris and myself and others who, even you who may look at this, I don't think it makes us into right-wing extremists. I don't think it makes us into, I don't think it makes us unreasonable. I think that the idea that the Department of Corrections in the state of Colorado would even want to adopt this program from Canada and reward inmates for good behavior, a desire to change and remorse for their crimes, and then the idea too. Here's another argument that they're using on this program. They're using the argument that it also saves money associated with keeping the inmates in prison for decades. But you know what? Are there some things that are above money? Are there some things that you measure that are way above the cost of something? You know, I keep getting this monetary argument all the time. And when I used to do, when I used to be like the only progressive on right-wing talk radio, callers would use this as an argument for the death penalty. Well, you know, I don't want to pay the $25,000 or the $17,000 or whatever it is to keep these guys alive. I refuse to pay that out of my taxpayer money. They're leading a great life, you know, behind bars, and they're getting all this, and they're getting that, and they're getting this, and they're getting that. But you know what? I wouldn't want to go to prison. Would you want to go to prison? I mean, that, you know, to me, that argument, like, defies reality. Are we having trouble with the phones this morning? We're having some kind of problem with the phones this morning, it appears. Because Erica and Centennial and some others that we've lost have just dropped off for some ungodly reason. And it's at line number one, which, you know, we're going to have to get the phone company out here to look at that line number one, man. That line number one is like the worst thing. I don't know what it does, but it cuts people off. And we don't, you know, if we've hung up on you in the last 45 minutes, it's not because we don't want to talk to you. It's because the phone is like giving us trouble. All right, we'll take whatever calls we can get on here with the way the phones are operating at 303-713-7600. But I really want to dwell into this thing about money and about are there some things that are above money, such as taking somebody's life via the death penalty and the idea, too, the reason we should let these guys out is because, you know, money suddenly becomes an argument, which I totally and completely reject. 640.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Partly cloudy and mild with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Currently it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make the best margaritas this Labor Day with Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All Natural Margarita Mojito.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Mercy, this is John.
We were just rear-ended.
Are there any injuries?
Yeah, my husband's in pain right now.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Okay, I've got you on Gender Road. I'll be contacting emergency services.
Police station.
This is John with OnStar. One of our subscribers, they've just been involved in an accident. There are injuries. I can comfort some men.
How many cars are involved?
I don't know. We were rear-ended.
And you're injured?
My husband. I'm not sure where he's injured.
All right, we'll get medics out.
I'm just letting you know we're still here on the line with you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Paramedics are here now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
I'll go ahead and disconnect so they can help you out.
Appreciate so much.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:48, 48 minutes away from the top of the hour. High today, 78, partly sunny. We're talking about this Department of Corrections plan, which to me is just unacceptable. The idea that people behind bars can, for violent crimes, murder specifically, can be rehabilitated and put out in the community? I don't think so. Christine in Aurora, who managed to make it through the number one line. Christine, you hung in. You're on.
Well, I was going to say, I remember taking a class in college and that it actually costs more to keep people alive, to put people to death than it does to keep them alive. Because you've got all of the appeals
right.
And all of that. So the whole argument that it costs more to keep alive is not true. It's not
accurate. Appeals, the average death row appeal runs anywhere from 11.5 years to maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
So you're right about that. But you know, they always call you, though, I don't want to have to pay to keep the... But you know what? Is there some things that are above money?
Yeah, but you're paying, whatever decision you make, you're going to pay. The taxpayers are going to pay. But, you know, I mean, I think that the death penalty should be reserved for people who are at the highest level of brutality. Like, I mean, for the most part, I'm against it, but people like Ted Bundy and those kinds of people should...
Serial killers.
Absolutely. The people that just, there's no hope for them. They've done such depraved acts that they just need to be gone.
Well,
and they as long as they're alive, they continue to fascinate people. I mean, even Ted Bundy and you know, John Wayne Gacy and all those people, they still have interest, but when they were alive, it was like constant. You know, their appeals would come up, and then all the attention was focused on them. They don't need that attention, you know. They shouldn't have attention for the brutality that they caused and the lives that they destroyed. So those people just needed to go away.
Well, I'll tell you a weird quick story. I left a talk station in Tampa, Florida, and I go to this talk station in Milwaukee, owned by the newspapers, by the Journal Sentinel Company. It's WTMJ. So they start taking me around and introducing me to all these people in the community. It was like the weirdest thing. I had to wear a tie and all this stuff. It like really sucked. Okay, but one of the guys I talked to was the district attorney who had prosecuted the Dahmer case.
Oh.
And he says, I argued with the state and I argued with prison officials that what they should have done with Jeffrey Dahmer was taken him and studied him and kept him out of the inmate population in general, but they wouldn't listen to me. And then, of course, Dahmer gets in with the general inmate population and some, you know, psychotic inmate kills him, stabs him, and so they don't get any information. I mean, they never learn anything about why. I mean, there's no basic, you know, they didn't study to find out why he did what he did. But the thing is, in this case with the state of Colorado, one of the guys, this guy Ricky Orr, who they're considering letting out, who is one of the four inmates, I mean, he forced this guy in this filling station to his knees and shot him in the head. You think he should ever be let out of jail?
I don't think he should ever be let out of jail. I don't think that necessarily he should be put to death, but I certainly don't think he should be back out in the population.
No, I don't think he should be put to death either. Christina, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay. Let's go to Erica in Centennial. Erica, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
So the way I look at it is that good behavior in jail does not equate to good behavior in society, that you're going to have less likelihood of, you know, for lack of a better word, temptation. There's not going to be bills to pay while you're in jail. There's not going to be, I know weapons are, you know, available in jail, but, you know, not quite to the same extent that they are in the outside world, and that, you know, you're closely supervised while in prison. And to say that that good behavior can somehow translate into good behavior in society is stupid, I guess, would be a good word for it. Stupid.
Yeah, I think the whole program is, whoever came up with this in Canada, and whoever at the DOC here in the state of Colorado thinks that this is a good idea, I'd really love to sit down with them and get them to, you know, like to explain to me what in the world was in their heads.
Right. Well, I mean, it sounds like a good idea in theory. You know, in theory, okay, well, that sounds like a reasonable thing if they're proving themselves. But in practice, though, I just don't see how it could ever be effective or beneficial.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, I'm with you. I don't understand how they think this is going to work. And then, you know what? Here's the other thing, which I think people should think about. What about the victims' families?
Right.
I mean, if that were you, would you want to see the person who killed your husband or killed your son or your daughter or your sister or your brother, would you want to see that person, like, suddenly they're rehabilitated so they go to a halfway house and they're out in society? I mean, I would be crushed if that happened.
Well, and speaking for personal experience, I mean, I do actually have a relative who's in and out of prison and has been put in halfway house. And in my opinion, I don't think he should ever be a drug user. He's violent. And it upsets me as his family member and not a victim of his that it hurts me that he's out about. And actually, I mean, I have police come by my house every now and then because he does know where I live and he is in Denver. You know, I mean, he's not even like violent. I mean, he's never killed anyone, but he can be violent. It's just, I just think it'd be like reopening all those wounds and all that feeling that's gone off and the reversal of justice.
Yeah. You know what? I would agree. Erica, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You have a great day, Jay.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Catherine in Littleton. Catherine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I don't think it really matters if they've rehabilitated. It doesn't undo the crime. It doesn't change that the crime was committed, that someone was killed or whatever the crime may be.
Yeah, see, I would agree. I'd agree 100%. How do you you can't ever get out from underneath what you did and the people you affected.
No, and they just changed the bankruptcy law so that you can't get away from your debts. You used to be able to wipe away your debts. You can't do that anymore. How can you say that you could wipe away a crime?
I don't know.
I don't think that it's a good idea at all. I think they should stay in jail.
Yeah, I would agree. Catherine, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Boy, we're hearing from all ladies this morning, too, which is great because we don't ever hear from enough females. Let's go to Kathy in Boulder. Kathy Heyer on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I wanted to talk about the fact that since Bush won, there have been a lot of for-profit jails.
Oh, yeah, private prisons.
And what is the impetus for doing this? Is this because they want more money and to build more prisons? Do they want to? I don't understand why they want to do this with violent criminals. If it were nonviolent, like drug things or you know.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't get the impetus. I'm suspicious of why this is the case. Why they want to do it for. Very
well. Maybe they want to.
Maybe
they want to prove that you can be rehabilitated in prison. But like the last caller said, you know what? Even if you could be rehabilitated in prison, you can't undo the crime.
Well, and it's such a tangled web. I mean, we're talking people in prison who, decades past would have been in mental institutions. It's like a big Roundup Corral in one place now. We don't have the other kinds of facilities that we had in times past. And also, criminals in the past were expected to do hard labor, making the little ones out of big ones and making roads, and they weren't just in a cell and doing more sedentary activity.
Oh, yeah, like chain gangs.
You know, well, and I'm not saying that chain gangs would be the way to go, but I'm wondering what is their precedent for doing this? Is there any place in
that these guys had completed courses that they had gone through and had been rewarded for excellent behavior, and that's the reason that they're eligible for this, that they have proven to the authorities that they intend to turn their lives around, or that they have turned their lives around, and that they are exemplary prisoners?
Well, there's all kinds of examples of murderers who have found religion, found God in their stay in prison. And that they would be different people now.
Yeah, but we don't, you know what, but if you shoot somebody in the back of the head, you shouldn't be able to get out. There's no way. I don't care what you do.
I agree.
In prison. All right, Kathy, I got to run.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
The call. Thanks. Have a good
Bye-bye.
Day. Okay. Coming up next, Mason Tervert from Safer and the DEA spending money on a political process to defeat a ballot initiative using taxpayer money. We'll get into that coming up next year on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Lexington, Kentucky. We are families and friends of the victims. The newspaper headline here over a picture of charred earth and pieces of wreckage where Calm Air Flight 5191 crashed after heading down the wrong runway, a short runway. Two of the 49 who died, newly married John Hooker and Scarlett Parsley.
He and Scarlett both seemed incredibly happy.
Hooker's former University of Kentucky baseball coach. First Officer James Polhenke, heroically pulled from the flames, is in critical condition. CBS News Aviation correspondent Bob Orr.
If the co-pilot survives, he could be a key source of information for investigators, but so too will be the cockpit voice recorder. That's a recording of the final moments of the flight. It should tell us what the pilots were talking about and what they were doing before they made that fateful mistake.
I'm Barry Bagnato, live in Lexington, Kentucky. Now here's Frank Settapani.
Eastern Cuba is beginning to feel the sting of tropical storm Ernesto. South Florida could get hit later this week, and Ernesto could be a hurricane by then. While tourists scrambled to leave the Keys yesterday, homeowners boarded up and laid in supplies. That's why the Home Depot Susan Degner manages in Key West is quiet this morning.
Most of the homeowners and stuff like that have already either put up their shutters or yard maintenance type stuff to get ready in that sense.
The coming storm has NASA launch managers scrambling. CBS's Peter King is live with that.
Frank, early this morning they scrubbed tomorrow's planned shuttle launch for the Kennedy Space Center, but NASA's waiting to roll Atlantis back to the hangar. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says they're keeping their options open. He says they are continuing preparations at the launch pad to roll back if they have to. They don't want to unless they really have to. A rollback could postpone an important space station construction flight until October. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
President Bush is heading south for the first anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House.
The president starts a two-day visit to the storm recovery zone later today. He continues to acknowledge
federal, state, and local governments were unprepared to respond to such an extraordinary disaster.
And it's been a political disaster for Mr. Bush, whose poll ratings on crisis preparedness are still affected by the Katrina response. Traveling first to Mississippi, then to New Orleans, Mr. Bush will again promise the government will do what it takes to rebuild the Gulf Coast. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Controversy at the Emmy Awards was the opening sketch in bad taste. CBS's Jim Shinnevy has that.
Are you nervous? Nervous? What could possibly go wrong?
The sketch featured Conan O'Brien in a parody of the series Lost as his plane crashed. It was broadcast just hours after the Lexington, Kentucky plane crash that killed 49.
I was horrified.
Tim Gilbert, general manager of NBC affiliate WLEX-TV in Lexington.
To me, it's a failure to connect the dots.
He's apologizing to his viewers and wants NBC to apologize for the bad taste blunder.
And ahead of the opening bell, S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the $10 million saved is $10 million earned dynamic. Or the, our month-end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the, yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
So what do your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer?
Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cash back bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover Business Card. Visit discoverbiz.com/itworks or call 1-888-DISCOVER to learn more.
I'm Beverly Weaver with an AM 760 local news update. Back to court for John Mark Carr, the suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder in Boulder. Reporter Todd Shepard is already at the courthouse.
While the advisement hearing is expected to last only a few short minutes, it could take just a few short seconds. Some legal analysts say it wouldn't be out of the ordinary to see Carr's attorneys waive his rights to the advisement just to try to defuse any drama and keep things as brief as possible.
That hearing due to start at 4:30 this afternoon in Boulder. Some items related to the Ramsey case have been pulled off eBay today. They included a John Carr doll with leather pants on and pine cones from the Ramsey's yard in Boulder. Were you a little chilly over the weekend? How about in the mountains?
Up in the high country, it's beginning already.
Yep, snow, hail, heavy winds closed down Trail Ridge Road through Rocky Mountain National Park last night. It is due to reopen later this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Beverly Weaver. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
You're cruising so far on eastbound 6th Avenue for your Lakewood Drive until you hit Federal. Normal snag there. City conditions along 225 through Aurora, north side I-Lift to Alameda, and in the southbound lanes through the DTC. I-270 loaded up now through Commerce City for East Bounders near Vasquez, and you've got some buildup on Highway 36 Sheridan to Federal. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, partly cloudy and mild with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Currently it's 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Feel the beat.
Coming to DVD, Take the Lead.
I teach ballroom dance.
You're kidding, right?
One teacher.
Stand up, step forward.
One competition.
I don't think we can beat them.
And one incredible dream.
Everyone expects nothing from you.
Surprise them.
Get ready for the DVD that's exhilarating and enormously entertaining.
Check this out.
Antonio Banderas. Whoa. Take the Lead. Own the DVD August 29th. Rated PG-13.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Six minutes after 7, high today 78 under partly sunny skies. Fall is creeping up on us. There was a story in the Boulder Camera, I believe it was on Friday, and there's one in the Rocky Mountain News this morning about the DEA raises cash to fight the pot issue. The Drug Enforcement Agency is stepping into the political fray to oppose a statewide ballot issue that would legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. And on the line with us is Mason Tervert from the Safer Campaign, the folks who put the marijuana initiative on the ballot. And Mason, good morning, and thanks for getting up and being on the show.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, first of all, let's talk about the ballot initiative. What does the initiative say?
It's simply removing the penalties for possession of less than an ounce of marijuana by adults 21 and older in the state of Colorado. And what it would do is it would simply change state statute so that cities and towns in Colorado could decide for themselves if it makes sense to punish adults for using a drug less harmful than alcohol.
All right. The DEA, which, of course, is against this, is stepping into this whole thing they're going to launch a campaign, and they've got like about $10,000, I guess, so far, to launch a campaign against your initiative, to defeat your initiative. And they say that the money has come from private donations. You're saying that, number one, a government agency shouldn't be involved in this whole electoral process, and number two, that the money is not private, that it comes from the taxpayers?
Well, it's not that $10,000 is coming from taxpayers, but when we have a DEA agent who is using his official title and his official DEA email address and the powers that come with that to recruit people to help with this effort and is also using their official title to do other campaigning activities. And they're very open about this. Jeffrey Sweetin, the head of the DEA out here in Colorado, said that they are going to do this and they don't really care, which means that they are perfectly happy using people's tax dollars to fight against an initiative in the state.
Yeah, because technically you would be right. If he's using his government email address and government computers and those things and doing it on government time, then he is. He's technically using taxpayer dollars, which I assume would be illegal.
Yeah, well, it is illegal under state law here in Colorado for a state employee to do that. Under the federal law, it's a little different, but it is, we believe, still illegal. There is the piece of the law we're talking about is the Hatch Act, and what it is that the DEA is arguing that the Hatch Act allows them to take part in a nonpartisan measure like this. But what it comes down to is that the DEA, is, if they are to take part in this, they need to be taking part from a neutral stance. And as we all know, the DEA is hardly neutral. They're clearly biased against marijuana, and they're not going to take a neutral stance here. They're going to take a stance based on the policy they'd like to see, and we're really upset because these men are men and women as a DEA are not policymakers, and that's an office that's not designed to be making policy. It's designed to enforce policy, and it's really upsetting to see them meddle in a statewide initiative and to not let the people of Colorado decide on this for themselves.
Yeah, the Rocky Mountain News mentions this morning that the Hatch Act was passed in 1939 and then changed in 1993. It also has a quote in here. The Rocky Mountain News has a quote in here from an official from the U.S. Office of Special Counsel, the federal agency charged with investigating violations of the act, said in a statement last week that the DEA hasn't run afoul of the law. And your interpretation of the Hatch Act is totally different, right?
Well, yeah, it is. Like I said, the Hatch Act, what it says is it says that an employee may not use his or her official authority or influence for the purpose of interfering with or affecting the results of an election. It does not distinguish between partisan and nonpartisan elections in the section, despite the fact that both kinds of elections are discussed in the Act, and one must assume that it is inappropriate for federal employees to use their official authority to influence the purpose or to interfere in an election.
7:11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We have Mason Javert on the line from SaferChoice.org. You can go to SaferChoice.org on the Internet and check this out. Do you plan to take them to court?
We're going to see what happens here. We may very well contact the special counsel and ask them to revisit this issue because clearly there are some questions surrounding it. And we plan on really bringing light to this issue because this is not the first time the federal government has meddled in state politics. Also, you know, it's important for people in Colorado to understand that this is nothing new. I mean, we've already had the drug czar visiting Colorado multiple times since the passage of the Denver Initiative, and we got to remember that when the drug czar comes to Colorado and he shows up with an entourage of about 50 people, simply to release statistics on ski towns and the amazingly stupefying statistic that there's actually marijuana use in them. We're paying for that. You know, that's 50 plane tickets out here. That's 50 hotel rooms. And it's all being, the bill is being footed by taxpayers. And we really don't think that that is an appropriate use of our federal taxpayer dollars, and we don't think that it's appropriate for the federal government to be meandering in state politics.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is ridiculous. In other words, I got to tell you right now, I'm going to vote yes on the initiative, and I'm for the legalization of marijuana, but I think the whole whether you're for it or you're against it, the whole idea of the DEA, getting involved in a state campaign, to me, you know, in all my years of doing this, man, I have never heard of this.
Yeah, and you know what's even crazier? I mean, I know, you know, a lot of people have been following this campaign. They've heard us talking about the harms of marijuana versus the harms of alcohol. But what's interesting is that this past year, the federal government increased the budget to fight marijuana, and they actually decreased the budget to enforce underage alcohol enforcement. They decreased the budget for youth alcohol education. And what's interesting is that that increase in the money to fight marijuana is going towards things like this, when meanwhile we have young people dying of alcohol overdoses and getting into horrific problems as a result of alcohol use. So it just goes to show how misprioritized our federal government is.
Yeah, there was just a report here, I want to say about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, that was out, and I saw it in the New York Times and also the Washington Post and a couple of other papers about teenage drinking and about how it's on the rise, and you know, drunk driving accidents and all of the things that are associated with alcohol abuse. Yet, you're right. I mean, you don't see the federal government, you know, even talking or whispering or even saying anything about you know, about, well, alcohol, you know, should not be, you know, alcohol is, you know, that we should ban the sales of alcohol. I mean, you know, obviously we went through that with prohibition, and it didn't work, and the federal government had to relent. Yet they have this ridiculous war going on the use of marijuana, and you're not talking about people who would have, like, say, 5 pounds of pot in their house. You're talking about 1 ounce or less, correct?
Exactly. We're talking about adults who are over 21 years old who would more or less be making a safer decision if they were using marijuana instead of drinking alcohol. We think adults in Colorado should have the decision to do that, and we think that the people of Colorado, more importantly, should have the decision to vote on that.
What's your early take on this? Do you think you have a chance to get it passed?
Certainly. I mean, we feel that if people in Colorado know that marijuana is a less harmful drug, both to the people who use it and to society, than alcohol, I don't see why they wouldn't approve this measure. Now, obviously, we are going to have groups, you know, getting involved in this, trying to convince us that, you know, oh my gosh, how on earth can we send this message to young people that marijuana is okay? But in a, you know, whether it's sex or alcohol or cigarettes or anything, you know, we have tons of things that adults are allowed to do that young people shouldn't do, and we should start being honest about those things if we expect young people not to do them. And that's all we're looking for here in this election and in this whole issue is honesty. And right now it's pretty fair to say that our government is not being honest when it comes to marijuana and alcohol.
Yeah, you know what, and it's just categorically wrong of the DEA to even step into this. You know what, Mason, thanks for coming on the show. Please let us know what happens with this. You know, we'll have you on throughout the fall campaign.
Well, I appreciate it, Jack. Thank you very much.
All right, and the people who want to know more can go to www.saferchoice.org, correct?
That is correct, or they can go to safercolorado.org to hear more about the campaign.
All right, Mason, thanks, man. Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thank you, sir.
All right, there's Mason Tvert, and you want to weigh in on this? I'd like to know if you think this is right, of the DEA to get involved in a Colorado state ballot initiative about marijuana. 303-713-7600. Do you like this idea that they're getting involved in this? See, to me, this is somewhere they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be involved in this. And they should never, ever use any taxpayer money and or time to be involved in something like this. And you know what? If they're doing this at work, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd like an explanation about this. I'd like to, you know, find out if they're working on this campaign at work, because if they are, they're getting paid by your tax dollars and my tax dollars, and they're not there to legislate. They should stay out of the electoral process, and campaigning, to me, is absolutely wrong. And what's wrong with the idea of legalizing 1 ounce of marijuana or less for somebody who's 21 years or older? I mean, we're not talking about 13-year-olds. We're not talking about 14-year-olds here. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
No record.
wrecks are major highway backups to contend with, but we are full up now through the tech center, both I-25 and 225. Still packed eastbound 76 at 88th, cleanup from an earlier wreck, and we've got some stop and go for this time of the rush, I-25 southbound, I-70 to Spear for your drive into downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Currently, it is 53. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, you won't pay a penny of interest for 72 months when you buy any new 06 model. That's right, buy any new 06 interest-free for 72 months. Wow, only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or at cheaperfords.com.
What's new at 9? A new 9 newscast. Different time, different channel. KTVD, My 20.
9 News at 9. It's people you know and trust. I'll have all the weather information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news. And it's all wrapped up in half an hour, the news and weather you need. What will you do with the extra hour? Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option, 9 News at 9 on KTVD My 20.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's what it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Stop by either of the two James Hardy Siding Centers in Lone Tree just west of Park Meadows Mall and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Or call 866-3-HARDIE for a free at-home siding evaluation. Schedule to reside by September 30th and receive 10% off installation. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Your glasses just aren't helping your eyes. I know that sounds harsh, but you probably know that from your own experience. Corrective lenses don't cure poor eyesight. In fact, our doctors believe they can create dependency and make bad vision worse. How many people do you know, including yourself, whose eyesight got weaker with every stronger prescription? The doctors who created the See Clearly method say that many people need stronger prescriptions year after year. Fortunately, there's a way to improve bad vision naturally, without drugs and without surgery. It's called the See Clearly method, and it's developed by Apollo award-winning optometrists. Pick up the phone and we'll give you a free video demonstration so you can see this program for yourself. Your eyesight is not going to get any better if you keep putting on those glasses. It's time you finally did something about it. Call now for your free video demonstration to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-900-2909. That's 1-800-900-2909. 1-800-900-2909.
The college football season has arrived at the University of Colorado. Hi, this is Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. The Colorado Buffaloes embark on a new era under first-year head coach Dan Hawkins. This Saturday at 1:30, the Buffaloes hit the gridiron to host the Bobcats of Montana State at Folsom Field in their home opener in Boulder. Tickets are on sale now at CUBus.com or call 303-49-BUFFS. And for your chance to win tickets to see the Buffs and the Bobcats, log on at AM760.net.
I smoke two joints in the morning. I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright.
John Turk's favorite song.
I smoke two joints.
Good morning, 722, 22 minutes after 7, high today 78, partly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Two lines open here at 303-713-7600. The DEA is raising cash to fight the pot initiative. We just heard from Mason Tvert from Safer. And the Drug Enforcement Agency is stepping into the political fray, according to the Rocky Mountain News, to oppose a statewide ballot issue that would legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana. I was just thinking during the commercial break here, as I said to Mason on the air a few minutes ago, I guess I've been doing talk radio for about, I want to say 18 or 19 years. Maybe it's a little bit less than that. I don't ever remember, in all the places I've worked, I don't remember any government agency ever getting involved in a political campaign. You know, there's something about this just isn't right. Now, they claim it's not a violation of the Hatch Act, which, you know, is supposed to govern this kind of behavior. The Hatch Act, which was passed in 1939 and amended in 1993, governs political speech, and it was passed in the wake of patronage scandals in which the party in power would use government money and staff to campaign against the opposition. The law is mostly aimed at partisan political activity. Well, you know, the DEA should not be involved in this. And it brings up the whole question about the legalization of marijuana once again. And you know what? I got to tell you, for those of you that would send me an email and say, well, you obviously must smoke pot since you've seen it before this. No, I do not and have not for years. Nor do I drink alcohol. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Duane in Weld County. Duane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Any conservative who has the least little bit of ideological honesty should be outraged by this. You know, it's big government, and it's a states' rights issue. The big government stuff is, here is a federal agency which is campaigning for their job. This is going to maintain large government. What if the government was to do this in other areas? It's absolutely outrageous. And then the second one is the states' rights issue. What right does the federal government have in getting involved into a state election?
Well, I think those are two really valid points.
I mean,
on your part, plus the idea that if they do this at work, they're using taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, they're using the organization of the government. I mean, even if it's just the employees that are raising it, and they're raising it as the employees, they're using the organizational structure that's already there at the DEA to raise those funds. This should just outrage. I would be livid if I was an honest conservative. There aren't very many of them out there. They've been led around by their noses. The Republican Party is primarily about control. If you go to the Republican website in Weld County, fully half of that website is in the declaration of their rules. And their rules tell how they can override anything that comes out of the grassroots.
Well, you know something I'm beginning to find out? What I'm beginning to find out is there's, as John Dean points out in his book, Conservatives Without Conscience, you know, there are two types of conservatives. There's the old line, kind of Barry Goldwater, you know, conscience of a conservative 1960s style, and then there's the authoritarian conservatives, which control the Republican Party, at the current level. And the old style, the old line conservatives are kind of stuck because they've lost control of their party, so they really don't have a place to go. But I think if you ask like a really true old line conservative about the government getting involved in a states' rights issue, and B, also getting in, you know, using taxpayer dollars, or in other words,
to maintain their jobs.
To maintain their jobs. I think they would tell you that they would be against that. But what I don't fathom here, what I don't understand here, is the whole idea that these people at the DEA would even come up with this whole thing. I mean, this guy, Jeffrey Sweeten, who's a special agent here in the Denver office of the DEA, says, he's quoted in the Rocky Mountain News as saying, my mantra has been, if Americans use the democratic process to make change, we're in favor of that, he said. But as a caveat, we're in favor of it working based all on facts. But you know what? There are plenty of facts out there about the use of marijuana. There are plenty of things available for people who want to go look at sources, both pro and con. We don't need the DEA to actively come forward and fight a ballot initiative. I mean, that's wrong.
Yeah. Here, Jay, that's the epitome of a Republican talking point. We're all for it if it lines up with the facts. The point is it does line up with the facts. They're questioning a known truth. And that's one of the ways that the Republican Party goes at all of this stuff.
I don't know that it's even the Republican Party. I mean, I think it's a bunch of people in the DEA who probably believe in their hearts and souls that the legalization of marijuana, even 1 ounce or less, is a wrong-headed decision that taxpayers and the voting public could make. But my argument to that would be that, you know what, it's none of their damn business. Now, as Colorado residents, okay, as people who live here and live in the community, they have a right to go to the polls just like you and I do. They have a right to vote their conscience on the ballot initiative. If there is an anti-marijuana group that's out there, an anti, you know, to oppose the ballot, as private citizens in their own time frame, away from the job, right, they can give money like anybody else.
Well, but not only that, they can't use their title.
No.
They're using
their title to fight it.
So I agree.
So I think it's totally and completely, you know...
It's outrageous.
It's bizarre. I mean, it's absolutely frickin' bizarre. I mean, it's just the weirdest thing I have ever run across. Dwayne, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. It is. It's weird. I mean, I can't be the only person who's lived all over the United States. You know, there's got to be others of you out there who have. Have you ever heard of anything like this? Have you ever heard of a government agency getting involved in a ballot initiative and campaigning for it? Now, you know what? There are police associations, there are law enforcement associations that take positions all the time about things. They endorse candidates. They get involved. That's one thing. But running this campaign in-house, inside the DEA, is something else. And you know what? They deny, this Sweeten guy denies, that the DEA is trying to protect Coloradoans from themselves. I don't see any, you know, reasonable argument against the idea of legalizing possessions of small amounts of marijuana. We're not, once again, talking about somebody who would have 25 pounds in their closet. We're talking about, you know, just a small amount of pot. What is up with this? And the DEA being involved. You know, and even if it is legally okay, it's still morally not right. All right, we'll take more of your calls. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. Everybody hang on. I'll get to your calls. 7:30 to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right now we'll get to Progressive. Boy, I can't even say it on this Monday morning. We'll get to Progressive Traffic with West Wing addict Gina Michaels.
Full ride now on C-470 right by Chatfield State Park and on your Highlands Ranch stretch. Eastbound Boulder Turnpike, very hectic. Sheridan to Federal, normal delays there. Eastbound 6th Avenue bogging down at the same cross street, Federal, and you need to watch out for a couple of new surface street problems. A wreck in Inglewood, Parker Road just south of East Arapahoe, and another one in Aurora. This one is Buckley Road. That's Airport Boulevard at Orchard. Weather today, partly cloudy and...
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
You're here what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. Jeff Beck. September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live concert series produced by House of Blues Concerts.
60.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a half million others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557.
Your car looks disgusting.
Don't have the time? Finish Line Car Wash provides a fast quality wash. Mention this ad and get a free VIP pass and a free car wash on your next visit at one of their convenient locations. Colorado and Mississippi or Chambers in Mississippi. Drive into Finish Line today.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving, over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coming to me in the morning.
Also, does the discussing marijuana on the air, John, bring cream to mind? What's up with that? 7:34, 34 minutes after 7 at AM 760, Progressive Talk, high today 78, partly sunny. We're talking about the DEA raising cash to fight this marijuana initiative that SAFER has put on the ballot. Whether you think it's okay for a government agency to get involved in a political campaign, because that's what this is. And also the idea, do you favor or oppose the idea of people over the age of 21 and older being able to possess up to 1 ounce of marijuana? I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Jay in Firestone. Jay, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Well, the weather today is going to be dominated by a Canadian low, which is not to be confused with a Mexican high.
There you go.
But anyways, yeah, I think the money that DEA is going to spend to fight the initiative would be better spent on preventative education.
You know what? That's not. You know what? That's really a really good point. That's really a good point. Now, are you talking about preventative education for drug use in general, or are you just talking about preventative education for marijuana use?
For everything across the board, alcohol, cigarettes, it's all the same.
Yeah, you know something. I've always had trouble with this. I've always had trouble. I've never been able to get anybody to adequately explain this to me, other than I know what the bottom line is, and the bottom line is money. But I get this huge denial factor from cigarette smokers. Okay, here's some things we know. Smoking cigarettes can kill you. People die of lung cancer.
Right.
People die every single year in this country of cirrhosis of the liver and alcohol abuse.
Not to mention all the deaths, you know, by DUI.
Sure, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, how many recorded deaths are there in the United States of America every year due to the use of marijuana?
I have not seen that report.
I haven't either. Now, you can make a rational case about drinking the same way you can make that same case about gambling, which I was making last week.
Oh, yeah.
That if I want to have a couple of beers at home, and I'm not going to drive or anything, you know, I'm going to sit in front of the TV or do whatever it is I'm going to do.
Right.
Who's to stop? And I'm over the age of 21. Who's to stop me from doing that? Well, why can't you make the same argument towards the use of marijuana?
Well, my ballot proposal, I take a rider on it. And if you can't pass the law saying marijuana is legal, then alcohol and tobacco is illegal. Do what the Republicans always do. Tag a rider on it. Can you imagine the voter turnout on that?
Yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see how many. It'll be interesting to see how many people do turn out and how many people do vote on it. And I'm going to vote yes on the initiative myself. And then we're into the whole idea here of the DEA. Being involved in this, I've never heard of a government agency getting involved in a state ballot initiative before. Have you?
No, I thought we were a sovereign state. I mean, we're part of America, but, I mean, it's up to us to decide what we want here.
So they should stay. They should definitely stay out of it.
Yeah. Well, my family was just recently out here. We went to the Denver Zoo, and we were all outside smoking our cancer sticks outside the gates. I said, technically, we could smoke a joint right now.
But, yeah, in the city of Denver, you're right.
But the police have vowed to uphold federal law, and I don't think that's right. They have more important issues to deal with.
Yeah, You know what? I would agree with that. I wish we'd get some cops to call this show.
Yeah,
I wonder how they feel about having to go enforce a law where you gotta like get somebody for having a joint.
Yeah.
You know, as opposed to people out there who are, I mean, there are newspaper reports all the time about methamphetamine and about the scourge and the epidemic of meth going on out there. And who would they rather be chasing? They'd be rather chasing people who are dealing and using meth, or would they rather be chasing people who have like a joint in their pocket?
Right. Well, I think what we need to focus is, you know, taking care of our youth and raising them up to lift this country back up, because we've been in a quagmire for quite a while, and I just, the voter apathy thing really pisses me off, but...
Yeah, it does me too, but maybe this will get people to the polls.
Yeah,
you know what, maybe this will fire a lot of people up, because they'll resent the DEA intrusion. Jay, thank you, man, have a great day.
Right. Well, hey, John Turk, drink some tea with lemon, buddy.
Yeah, there All you right. go. All okay. right, thank you, pal. One line open at 303-713-7600. Ernie in Boulder. Ernie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay Marvin, how's it going today?
Hey, Ernie, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just doing my usual runs out in Boulder at this time of the day. Hey, this whole thing about, you know, the DEA getting into my business, they need to stay out of my business. I'm sick of the federal government trying to tell me how to control my life, tell me what to do, what I can do, and where to do it. Okay, I'm a responsible pot smoker. I work every day. I pay my bills. I buy a bag of smoke every week. Okay, I've been smoking since I was 13. I'm 35 years old now, and I'm still a responsible pot smoker. You know, and I'm sick and tired of everybody trying to downplay marijuana as like this gateway drug. You know, me and Turk were talking about it. You know, alcohol is more of a gateway drug than marijuana is. You know, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of people, you know, looking at me funny with, you know, my bloodshot eyes. You know what? So what? Leave me alone. Leave my butt alone. You know, and just federal government. I just want the federal government to leave me the hell alone and go away and go do your tyranny acts somewhere else. You know, because I'm sick of it.
How much do you smoke every night?
Oh, yeah. Like I told Turk, you know, some people go home, you know, they crack a beer, you know, they have a beer after work, unwind me. I'll roll a joint, you know, take a couple toes, sit on the couch, watch the news, which, you know, I don't know why. But, you know, and I unwind. I relax, you know, and then I could just sit there and say, okay, I'm jumping online to pay my bills, you know. And, you know, and I just don't understand why the federal government has to just all be up in my business. I'm tired of it.
Well, there's sometimes you need the federal government. There's sometimes that the federal government should...
Yeah, we needed the federal government when Hurricane Katrina hit, and where were they? Playing golf, having birthday parties, shopping on freaking Rodeo Drive. Yeah, it must be nice.
Yeah, well, I hear you about that, and we're going to get into that tomorrow. All right, so you don't think the DEA should be involved?
The DEA should be looking for harder drugs like crystal meth up in Wyoming, because that's a big problem up in Wyoming is meth. Every commercial you see on TV, meth or life, you know. Go look for Pablo Escobar's cousins, you know, the cocaine pushers. Go look for the heroin dealers. Don't come over here messing with me and my bag of smoke.
All right, honey. Thanks, man. Be safe.
You too, brother.
All right, talk to you. Well, anybody want to react to that call? I mean, he wants to be left alone. And, you know, if he's a responsible guy, what's the problem? Let's go to Holly in the Larimer County. Holly, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hey.
You know, I was just thinking, do you remember when they had the grassroots initiative in Oregon for euthanasia? And Ashcroft went in there and he tried to put an injunction and stop that. This is kind of a pattern of the Bush administration. I think they're really trying to protect the alcohol people and the big pharma.
Well, one thing Ashcroft didn't do, though, was he didn't get involved and he didn't inject the Justice Department into the actual campaign. I mean, in this case, people are getting involved in the campaign, which once again, I mean, as private citizens, if they want to do that, and if there's an organization out there that wants to fight the SAFER initiative, that's fine. As members of the community, I think they have every right to do that. But using their title, as Dwayne pointed out, in Weld County, and getting involved that way, I don't think that's appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with you. It's really getting to be frightening how much this federal government is inserting itself into our private lives And I've always felt the Republican Party has always been targeting people's private lives. They don't care about pollution. They don't care about, you know, things like that, that the government, you know, safety on the job. Look what they've done to those coal miners, you know, in West Virginia. Just turn their back on them. And then when it comes to stuff like this, it's like they can't get enough.
And yeah, they always have a problem with what goes on behind the four walls of your house.
Exactly.
But they have no problem with what goes on in the workplace. They have no problem with what goes on in the environment. Yeah, I agree with you there 100%. But I think there would also be some libertarians out there, and maybe some libertarian Republicans who would think that this is wrong. We don't have a lot of them listening to the station. As a matter of fact, if we have two out there, we might be lucky. I would love to see how this topic would fly, say, on the authoritarian right-wing talk stations, and what they would be thinking, what their core would think about this idea of the DEA using taxpayer money to get involved in a political campaign. I really would like to see what they have to say. Holly, thank you. I appreciate the call. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. I mean, you know, think, you know, Mike Rosen or Kaplis or... Gunny Bob or any of these folks, you think they'll read this today and see it in the paper? You think they'll get on the air tonight and decry this using taxpayer money and using their official titles, a federal agency, to get involved in a state local ballot initiative? Do you think that they'll do that? I wonder if anybody will say anything. You know, it's a little bit like the porno story that we kind of broke here on the show about the idea that the GOP takes money from porn distributors, from from these companies, these cable companies, and other distributors, and yet the socially conservative wing of their party wants the porn yanked out of the hotel rooms. So this is another case. I wonder whether the GOP and whether the authoritarian right-wing talkers can face themselves and be true to their philosophy here of limited government. 303-713-7600, one line open, AM760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, I-70 is crammed right now. Westbound, those backups kicking in, 270 to Colorado Boulevard. For eastbounders, be prepared for delays federal to Brighton. Your I-25 hot spots are into downtown, usual stretch there southbound, and out of Thornton, North Glen, 104th to 84th. Service streets not bad. We just had some minor tie-up, Parker Road at East Arapahoe and Airport Boulevard at Orchard. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild, with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Right now, it is 53 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the expert at Wind River Spas.
Day afternoons 1 to 4.
Thank you and everybody else in Progressive that we listen to.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Rupp, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2000. 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
This is an important message for men. How would you like to have great sex free for 90 days? Hello, I'm Stephanie Seaver, and I'm here to tell you about Maxiderm, the patent-pending discovery for male sexual enhancement and performance. This product is so remarkable, I want to send it to you so you can have great sex free for 90 days. To find out how to get your free Maxiderm while supplies last, call 1-800-600-1568. Maxiderm is a proven patent-pending formula that can help restore your confidence and performance, creating a level of intensity and satisfaction you thought was no longer achievable. You'll feel and see the results immediately, yet it safely and naturally improves sexual response and performance. Get your free Maxiderm while supplies last and experience great sex free for 90 days. Call 1-800-600-1568. 1-800-600-1568. Call 1-800-600-1568.
Whether it's a double scoop of chocolate ice cream or a second hug from your little niece, two really is better than one. That's why Econolodge and Rodeway Inn Hotels are offering double stamps this fall with the Easy Choice Rewards program. That means free nights in half the time. So take a trip. Or two. Call 800-4-CHOICE or visit choicehotels.com for the best internet rate guaranteed. We'll see you there.
Earn two stamps per night for qualifying stays between 9-1 and 11-30-06. Maximum 10 stamps per stay. For details, visit choicehotels.com.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the right way to stop them is
with Barracuda Network's spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
Good morning. 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 78. Partly sunny skies all day today. Big Ed Schultz, Big Eddie coming up after 8 o'clock with our Monday morning Take at 8. And then tomorrow we'll talk about Katrina, the one-year anniversary. As you know, the administration's PR machine is getting revved up. We'll talk to Ed a little bit about that along with other issues after 8 o'clock. And, you know, I'm going to ask Ed about this issue too. And probably going to catch him off guard, but I'm going to ask him about this, about the DEA, which is what we're talking about this morning, raising cash to fight the pot initiative here in the state of Colorado. And just the idea that the DEA getting involved in this, to me, it's absurd. It's absolutely absurd. 303-713-7600, two lines open here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to Evan in Longmont. Evan, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you, Jay?
I'm doing good.
All right. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the arrogance of the DEA proclaiming themselves as experts on drugs and completely dissing the medical profession that has found a great deal of value in this for chemotherapy as anti-nausea agent, for muscle spasms from MS and spinal cord injuries and stuff. And somehow or another, the DEA is an expert on prohibition and law enforcement, and they are not experts on drugs. And that issue needs to be addressed also.
You know, I think that's also another really good, valid point. Their job is to enforce the laws as they stand, not advocate for laws, nor to set themselves up as being judge and jury on controversial issues, particularly the idea of the legalization of marijuana. Their job is to go after people who violate the laws.
Well, not only that, but you need to take into consideration, too, as to how these laws are enforced. And when these drugs come across the border, they come across by the ton, which costs hundreds of millions of dollars, which means there are at least tens of millions of dollars of front money out there to do this. Who has that kind of money? And why aren't they going after the shipment of 4 tons of cocaine that come in? Who finances that?
Well, but they would say to you that they are doing that.
Yeah, right. But it's drug use and drug abuse is supposed to affect all races equally, all economic and socioeconomic brackets equally. You go to the average treatment center and see who's in treatment and what their income is, and you go to the average jail and see who's in jail and what their income is. And this, the whole drug war has been used as nothing but a stick to beat the poor. And but for them to proclaim themselves as experts on drugs, I just find that appalling.
Yeah. Well, I think they're in the wrong area. I definitely would agree with you. Thanks, Evan. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Mark in Boulder. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Your last caller just took a little bit of what I was going to say, but I hope everybody sees this for what it is. It's the DEA protecting their job and this new industry growth, which is keeping people in jail and building prisons for nonviolent offenses. And the DEA, their job, it was started by Tricky Dicky. It didn't work back then. It hasn't worked the whole time. We've spent, what, billions now on the silliness?
Yeah.
And what has it done except for throw our brothers, our sisters, our cousins, our sons, daughters in jail for no reason, at all, no good reason that I can see.
Well, and, you know, Dwayne in Weld County, who's the first caller, kind of brought up the same thing you're talking about here, which is, yeah, you could make a case that what they're doing is they're engaging in a ballot issue, which outcome helps their job security.
Right, and any kind of government job, I think that's part of when you get into it is you have to waive your kind of that situation of getting involved using your office in political ways to further your job, especially if it's not an elected job, it's a type of appointed job. The DEA, it only came around because Nixon was all freaked out about, these crazy hippies running around against the war. And, here we are again. It's just nuts. It's the way the government uses to keep people down.
We've got serious drug problems in this country. I mean, we've got, a meth problem. We've got a...
And you know why? To become a drug addict, a person usually, to get into it, you're recruited into it. Why are you recruited into it? Because the person that's recruiting you wants to do more drugs.
Make more money.
They're very expensive. So what you got to do, he's got to sell them. He's got to recruit. If you look at the different countries that have gone to making this a medical issue where doctors treat it, things like that, you'll see there's always going to be people that are going to use hard drugs, things like that. But that group, that population will shrink because the recruitment's taken out of it versus via the money, the need for the drug. Suddenly, then, once the government or the pharmaceuticals start making it, hopefully they're not going to rip us off like they've bumped. That's not going to happen. But anyway, the price of it will come down. So therefore, a doctor can prescribe, say, whatever you need for your heroin addiction. It costs you $10. You don't have to go out and steal, break into people's cars, mug people. You deal with it. And then the money you make off of it, you use for education to make sure people don't want to get into it. But you take the recruitment out. That's the key.
Yeah, I think it should be split. I mean, those who deal in it as a business should be prosecuted. Those who are using it, it should be treated as a medical issue and not a criminal issue.
And there's two different kinds of dope dealers, the kind that need forklifts and the kind that don't.
Yeah, right. I agree there, too. I agree 100%. But any way you slice this argument about the legalization of drugs in this society or the non-legalization, to me, it's, once again, I mean, it is really, I mean, this is bizarre that the DEA would insert itself into a Colorado state ballot initiative.
You bet. And they've done this all over the country in the different states that have seen. They've seen these patches of these holes opening where light starts shining through, and they're running around trying to patch them.
But I've been in other states, though, where they've had this, and I've been in other states where they've had I don't ever remember a government agency using their facilities to try to get into the electoral process.
Not so far at this point, but look at, like, even the Denver law with the medical marijuana, whatever. You do it, and then the feds come down and close it down.
Yeah.
So they're doing it anyway. They're not paying attention to state rights.
But the point is, here we're talking about getting involved in the electoral process, which Mason Tervert is absolutely correct in that it is absolutely wrong. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
You bet.
Have a good day. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Ed Schultz here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Also, Ed Perlmutter. And we'll talk to the co-chair of the Colorado Stonewall Democrats. That's all coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Tropical storm Ernesto could hammer Florida later this week, but right now it's lashing eastern Cuba. CBS's Portia Siegelbaum in Havana tells us the island hopes to get off easy.
They do not expect any coastal flooding. They do not expect any mudslides. They're not expecting heavy rain, and they're not expecting any strong winds.
Florida might not be so lucky. CBS's Peter King in Orlando is live with the latest from the storm watch.
Well, Frank, we've got hurricane watches up for South Florida, and there's a state of emergency for the entire state. Ernesto is about 515 miles southeast of the Keys, moving northwest at 12 miles per hour. Maximum winds 45, but it's expected to strengthen to a hurricane and make landfall early Wednesday.
Peter, how's this storm affecting the Atlantis shuttle launch?
Not happening. They were hoping for tomorrow, but NASA scrubbed a couple of hours ago. They're prepping to send Atlantis back to its hangar, but won't decide on that until tomorrow morning. If they do, it might mean postponing an important space station construction flight till October. So right now, they're waiting to see if they might get lucky.
Well, President Bush will be leaving for the Gulf Coast within the hour. CBS's Peter Mayer is live with that.
It's the start of a trip marking the grim Hurricane Katrina anniversary. First in Mississippi, later in New Orleans, Mr. Bush will offer what the White House describes as a realistic assessment of the challenges. The president's encouraged by what he views as signs of recovery and renewal, but he also points to many reminders of hard work that lies ahead. It's a message he'll send in carefully controlled appearances over the next 2 days. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
In Lexington, Kentucky, the big question is why? CBS's Barry Bagnato has the latest on yesterday's deadly Com Air jet crash.
Clues are needed to find out why this commuter jet rolled down the wrong runway and couldn't get airborne. Sources tell CBS News the tower placed the plane properly. The first officer heroically pulled from the burning wreckage is in critical condition. People in this close-knit community mourn 49 sadder stories. For instance, Pat Smith, a Habitat for Humanity volunteer. Church colleague Linda Harvey says,
he had something contagious about him that just drew people to his cause.
Smith was heading to Mississippi to build homes for Hurricane Katrina victims. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Lexington, Kentucky.
The suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case has a court date in Boulder, Colorado. CBS's Kelly Cobiella is there.
Today's hearing is about as routine as they get. It'll only last a few minutes. John Carr will be advised of his rights. The issue of bail will come up as well. Carr spent about 3 hours with his attorneys yesterday gearing up not just for today's hearing, but for what could be a long legal road ahead.
This could be controversial. The latest study on how children learn shows that boys learn more from male teachers. Girls learn more from females. Australian researchers found that people who watch less television, read fiction, eat more fish, and don't drink too much have better memories. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 24 points. This is CBS News.
It's a fact. The more allergy symptoms you have, the less likely your allergy medicines can help you. But Tylenol Allergy is different. It's the allergy medicine with the pure pain relief of Tylenol. And it relieves more symptoms than even the leading allergy prescription. Stop. Think. Tylenol Allergy. Take only as directed.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com.
I'm Beverly Weaver with an AM 760 local news update. All eyes on Boulder again today as the suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey case appears in court for an arraignment.
Through a court document filed last Friday, we know that John Mark Carr has an advisement hearing scheduled for 4:30 this afternoon in courtroom P. Carr's legal team thus far includes Seth Timmon, who is head of the Boulder Public Defender's Office, and retired public defender Steve Jacobson, who is a DNA expert.
Reporter Todd Shepard, the murder trial of a 21-year-old woman accused of stabbing two men to death in Denver scheduled to start today. Amber Torres is charged with the murder of the founder of Colorado Free University and a cab driver. She's pleading not guilty by reason of insanity. It's that time of year.
Up in the high country, it's beginning already.
Nasty weather closing Trail Ridge Road through Rocky Mountain National Park last night. It's due to open again later today, but the cooler weather's hanging around the metro area at least another day. We'll see a high in the mid-70s today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Beverly Weaver. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, crash activity really adding to the rush hour jam now westbound I-70 at Quebec. We've got stop and go to I-225, also affecting the ramp northbound 225 to westbound I-70. Both directions of Federal at Hamden messed up. Crews still out there cleaning up a fuel spill. And we have a couple of other collisions slowing your ride westbound Iliff at Yosemite, westbound Hamden at Locust. That one kind of a major hot spot near the Sheridan Four Points. You can get around it to the right on approach to I-25. Security wait time at DI 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and mild with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Currently, it's 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make the best margaritas this Labor Day with Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All Natural Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary Mixes are the life of the party and made right here in Colorado. Find Freshy's Mixes at all fine liquor stores and at Whole Foods or visit Freshy's.com.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Soopers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 78. Partly sunny skies, and you got it. It's the Monday Morning Take It 8. With my buddy, Big Ed Schultz. Ed, who's heard here Monday through Friday between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. And, Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Good to be with you again, buddy.
Yeah, nice to have you on. Now, I hope I haven't lost track of things here. You were in Boston last week?
Yeah, we went up to Boston and did a little deal with the station and then also spoke at the sheet metal workers national convention, so that was kind of a neat deal.
Yeah, and how'd that go?
Good. You know, they're very focused. You know, being politically involved this year, unions right now are struggling nationally. I mean, their union membership they're making a real push, but trade unions are much weaker than they once were. You know, the buying power of the minimum wage is at a 50-year low. And these are all, you know, health care and just all of those things are in negotiations and the airline industry. I mean, it just all trickles right down to unions in general. And they're very focused on making a change and being actively involved in these midterm elections coming up here in just a couple of months. So that's really their focus about how to organize and how to help on a local level. The tough thing is that 80% of union membership in this country is concentrated in 16 states. And so their you know, focus is to win these 16 states and do as much as they can nationally. So we'll talk more about it on the program coming up, but that's really what their focus is. They finally realize that it, well, let me give you an example. I at the podium, I was on a roll, and I said, you know what? You got to give them the same kind of rhetoric that they've given us. You're either with us or against us. You're either for unions or you're against unions. You're either for collective bargaining or you're against collective bargaining. There's no gray area. And the place went nuts. I mean, that's where they are.
And, that's good to hear.
You know, and so I think unions have always, you know, written a check to politicians in the past, but I don't think that they've done the boots on the ground kind of work that's needed to get things done. I think they're going to do that now.
Yeah, that is really good to hear. And, you know, speaking of this, there's an article this morning in the New York Times, real wages failed to match a rise in productivity. With the economy beginning to slow, the current expansion has a chance to become the first sustained period of economic growth since World War II that fails to offer a prolonged increase in real wages for most workers.
Well, wages and salaries now make up the lowest share of the nation's gross domestic product since the government began recording the data in 1947. Corporate profits have climbed to their highest share since the 1960s. Now, the question is, as we see this shift where the corporate wealth, what are they doing for the workers? And the answer is nothing.
Yeah, basically.
You know, it's all a race to the bottom line. There's no investment in the workforce. The workforce is devalued under this culture of send it all to the top. Look at the wages of corporate executives as opposed to workers. And this is changing America. It's a changing economy. Economy beginning to slow. I don't like that. Yeah, I don't want a slow economy. I want advertisers. We want people out there thriving. But when it all goes to the top and they hoard it and they don't do the job creation, they don't do the job investment, they don't do the entrepreneurial things that we thought they were going to do, collectively, then it's a strain on the economy, and it's unfortunate. I hope the fourth quarter has a good run to it.
Yeah, I do too. And it is.
David Schultz had a good run yesterday. Yesterday he pars number 18 and takes home $12,000 to win the North Dakota Open golf tournament.
That's great. That's good news. And you should explain to people. I mean, I'm sure everybody knows, but just explain one more time that he's your son, right?
Absolutely. He's buying lunch today, too. That's not bad.
Anytime you can get that. I wish I could be up there to join you for that. Listen, we're going to talk more about this tomorrow on the program because it's a one-year anniversary. But as you know, the administration PR machine is gearing up for Katrina. Thoughts on that?
I think Wednesday it'll be off the networks. I think that the administration wants this they want this date to come and go with no attention as best they possibly can. Look for the Bushies to try to make news on Wednesday that has nothing to do with Katrina. That's my call. They're masters at controlling the news cycle. Something's going to happen as far as national security or Bush is going to try to make news on Wednesday to get this son of a gun off the networks. This is really going to shed a light on how disorganized they were, how unprepared we are, and how their philosophy of helping just isn't there. So I look for some kind of a big news story sometime this week, probably Wednesday, to get this sucker off the minds of the Americans and off the front page. I really believe that, Jay.
Yeah.
I think this is a classic time for a setup.
Yeah, a lot of the media is speculating that the image of him in the airplane flying over in the jet is frozen in a lot of Americans' minds, along with the images of the people stranded at the stadium, that it's frozen in people's minds, and that this was really kind of a tipping point for this administration that shows that, you know what, they don't like government, so they can't operate government.
Yeah. We're going to get some people on that obviously we helped with our Hurricane Katrina Trust Fund. I know that some of the media in this part of the country have tried to contact some of our families, and they don't want to talk.
Hmm.
And I don't know why. We're working on that right now, but it's very emotional for them. A lot of them simply have not recovered. It's the hassle of their life, and they don't want to be anywhere else but home, and then they think about home, and it's not there. It's just extremely hard emotionally for these folks, and the insurance problems, the commitments that were made that haven't been fulfilled, the hassle of moving people around and what your next move is going to be, it's really, really hard a year after. And lo and behold, here we got another hurricane coming up the Gulf. And so how prepared are we again? So most Americans don't believe the nation's ready for another major disaster. Poor people are more likely to fear becoming victims of the next disaster. They don't have any confidence that the country's going to be there for them. 57% of people surveyed in an AP Ipsos poll said that they felt that at least somewhat strongly the country was ill-prepared. That's a majority. Will an election make a difference? I don't know, but I know that the stage is set for major change. They're going to have a lot of voting machines rigged to straighten this thing out.
What I don't understand is why doesn't this bleed over to the president's standing on Homeland Security? Because you know what, if you can't manage Katrina, what makes anybody think that this administration could manage any other kind of catastrophe that would hit this country?
Well, they haven't managed anything right. They haven't managed the economy. They haven't managed Iraq. They haven't managed nuclear proliferation and negotiations with these other countries. There just isn't a whole lot that they've managed that has done anything. They've done two things very well: tax cuts and go on vacation. Outside of that, they're pretty poor.
But it doesn't. You know, doesn't it amaze you that it doesn't bleed over into the poll number standings, as far as
the Homeland Security issue? Well, I think the poll numbers are where they are. The majority of people think that the country screwed up and not getting the job done, and I think you're going to see a reflection of that. The key is get people out to vote. Don't let those poll numbers of disbelief turn into apathy, where people don't get involved in thinking that they can't make a difference, because they can. As far as national security goes, we're all tough on security. You know, I mean, I said in front of the union crowd last week, is there anyone in this room that does not want to protect America?
Yeah, really.
Is there any union member in this country or in this room that wants to be weak on fighting terrorism? And I said, you could hear a pin drop here right now. And the fact is that's how ridiculous the question is to America. But that's the campaign that they push hard to win on. I saw a guy the other day with a Bush Cheney 04 round sticker on his car. I said, "You got him? You asked for him? You got him?"
Yeah, I see that too.
Now what do you think?
Yeah, I see that too, and I'm amazed by that. I mean, even if you did support this guy originally in 04 or even in 2000. Would you have one of those stickers in the back of your car? I wouldn't. With the mess those guys made.
Now, we're Ed heads. Those are the dead heads.
And not the Grateful Dead kind of dead heads either. That's for sure. I got one last story for you. This is kind of weird. This is a weird story. It's a local one, but I thought I'd run it by you anyway because I've never heard of anything like this, and maybe you have. But, you know, we've got an initiative. We've got a ballot initiative here that would legalize possession of small amounts of marijuana, be 1 ounce or less. And the DEA is raising money they claim that it's coming from private donations. However, they're using their titles, and they could be doing some of this work, at the office. The DEA is getting involved in the ballot initiative. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Never, never. So they want it to be legal?
No, they want to defeat it, and it's been ruled once again that it's been ruled that they're not violating the Hatch Act. I mean, have you ever heard of something like this going on anywhere?
Well, I've heard of the government taking money. The Armstrong Williams story, taking tax dollars and having them do manufactured news stories to swing public opinion. I think that kind of parallels it. That's getting involved in the process.
But I mean, stepping directly into a campaign, I guess they're going to run TV ads and everything.
Wow.
Not weird?
I'll have to check that out. That is really weird. That is that's strange. Tax dollars shouldn't be used for that. But they claim that they're raising money.
Privately.
Privately.
Yeah.
Just like Halliburton.
Yeah. So, you know, go to the Rocky Mountain News this morning and you'll website.
I will.
I'll
check that out.
You'll definitely see it in there. DEA raises cash to fight pot issues. I'm trying to think if there's anything else here this morning that happened this last week or anything else that we haven't.
Well, Chris Jays.
Yeah, that's right. He's changed his position on the war.
Yeah, he goes over to Iraq 13 times, comes back and tells his constituents that they're making progress. Then he comes back after his 14th trip and apparently sees the light and says, hey, we got to set a timetable for getting out, which is exactly what the Democrats brought up for a vote on the floor back in June that was defeated because it was labeled cut and run. So now here comes Chris Shays with the political winds changing in Connecticut, Joe Lieberman on the ropes. Here comes Congressman Winsock shifting on us, and Shays is now calling for a timetable to withdraw the troops. If that's that speaks to, you know, the issue of just how nervous the Republicans are. Now, the other thing is here in Minnesota, Mark Kennedy and Amy Klobuchar are running for Mark Dayton's seat. Mark Dayton's getting out of the Senate after one term. Klobuchar, the attorney general, or should I say a DA prosecutor down in Hennepin County in the Twin Cities, she's doing very strong. Kennedy, who's in the Congress, in the House, you'll remember Mark Kennedy. It was Michael Moore who walked up to Mark Kennedy during Fahrenheit 9/11 and said, Congressman, I've got some promotional material here. Would you like to have your son or daughter sign up to go to Iraq?
Right.
And Mark Kennedy walked away from Michael Moore. That's the guy I'm talking about. He's running ads. He's run three different ads in the state of Minnesota. You don't hear the word Republican in the ad. It's all this garbage about working together and crossing party lines and bipartisan. Let me tell the listeners of this radio show right now, there is nothing bipartisan about absolute power. That's all you need to know. That they talk about bipartisanship, they talk about working together, they talk about the future of the country. It's all a bunch of garbage. They have lied to us repeatedly. They want absolute power. But now that they're in such trouble, they continue to pound this centrist view from the Republican standpoint, and it's ridiculous. I'm going to do everything I can to defeat Mark Kennedy here in this state.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
it is. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I'm just guessing that Marilyn Musgrave's ads don't have anything to do with being a conservative Republican. I bet that she's not, you know, supporting Iraq and supporting George Bush and supporting the president. She's probably coming out with all this generic flavor talk to try to soften everybody up about how wonderful she is and how she cares about America. Okay, do I have that right? I'm guessing.
Yeah,
but
as far as I know, you have it right. I don't watch a lot of TV because of my hours, so, and I don't think she's on the air yet with anything, and I haven't heard any radio ads for her, so I don't really know what her campaign is up to. What I do know is that Angie Piccioni, in a recent poll, has pulled even with her. So she is in a fight for her political life.
Well, I tell you what, Angie Piccioni ought to get the audio and the video of Marilyn Musgrave standing up on the House floor saying, Terry smiles and acknowledges, you know, and do the Terry Schiavo thing.
Yeah.
And just say, that's how accurate this representative has been.
Yeah, and also the fact that Bush came here and raised money for her, too. So
yeah.
she appeared in public with him.
Yeah, well.
And link those two things together. Well, you know what? I mean, everybody around here is pushing as hard as we possibly can for her to go down, for Tancredo to go down, for Ed Perlmutter, who's going to be on here in a few minutes, to win in CD7 against Rick O'Donnell, for Jay Fawcett, who's waging a valiant campaign and is a tough fighter down there in the Springs. I mean, we're really mobilized, and we're really at it here Ed, and I hope you can make the same thing happen for this guy Kennedy as well.
That's what it takes, buddy.
You got it. Hey, you know what? It's always great to hear you. You're on this afternoon between 1 and 4, and I'll be listening. And good to have you on the show. I look forward to it every single week.
Thanks, Jay. Talk to you later.
Okay. See you later, Ed. There's Ed Schultz, who is on this afternoon between 1 and 4 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 8:23 minutes after 8. Coming up, we're going to talk to the co-chair of the Colorado Stonewall Democrats, Jeffrey Shaw. He's going to talk about what young Republicans were up to at Mesa State College in a bizarre, kind of weird, once again, a distortion of what the whole gay rights issue is all about. And then we're going to talk to Ed Perlmutter, and we're going to talk to him about filing a complaint against
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
New collision westbound Hamden on approach to I-25 may have you lined up back to Monaco. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Currently, it's 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Make the best margaritas this Labor Day with Freshy's Fresh Lime Margarita Mix. Freshy's Super Premium All Natural Margarita, Mojito, and Bloody Mary mixes are the life of the party and made right here in Colorado. Find Freshy's mixes at all fine liquor stores and at Whole Foods or visit Freshy's.com.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services reminds, more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
Thanks to a special Medicare program, you may be eligible for a pair of shoes specifically designed for diabetics, plus three sets of inserts for little or no cost. For details about this program and to see if you qualify, call or visit FootFX today. Also, now through Friday, FootFX will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. FootFX, 120th and Sheridan, next to Chipotle at 1-866-886-FOOT, and feel the effects with FootFX.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. Well, but that's what it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Stop by either of the two James Hardy Siding Centers in Lone Tree just west of Park Meadows Mall and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Or call 866-3-HARDIE for a free at-home siding evaluation. Schedule to reside by September 30th and receive 10% off installation. Some restrictions apply.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
The college football season has arrived at the University of Colorado. Hi, this is Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. The Colorado Buffaloes embark on a new era under first-year head coach Dan Hawkins. This Saturday at 1:30, the Buffaloes hit the gridiron to host the Bobcats of Montana State at Folsom Field in their home opener in Boulder. Tickets are on sale now at CUBus.com or call 303-49-BUFFS. And for your chance to win tickets to see the Buffs and the Bobcats, log on at am760.net.
28, 28 minutes after 8, high today 78, partly sunny skies, AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we got time here to squeeze in one call before we go to Progressive Traffic and then get Jeffrey Shaw on. So let me go to Russ in Lakewood, who's been hanging on. Russ, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to call up. You were talking to Big Eddie about that marijuana initiative here in Colorado.
Right.
And, you know, it's so funny you say that you've never heard anything, you know, as weird as the DEA trying to, you know, kill the initiative. If you look at the history of normal attempting to get marijuana legalized in this country, and specifically like California and Oregon, you'll find out that the government will stoop at absolutely, they will stop at nothing to prevent marijuana from being legalized. They have done things like, just kind of forget to actually print it on the ballot. They have done things like deliberately undercount the petition signatures. That's why if you look at this one, you'll see that they actually went out and got almost twice as many signatures as required to make it so pathetically obvious that they have enough signatures to get on the ballot. They also worked very hard to get it submitted, you know, considerably before the deadline, so that the government couldn't say, oh, we just kind of forgot to put that on the ballot. You'll just have to wait, you know, 2 years from now. What it really comes down to is it's pitting the people, the will of the people, against giant petroleum and pharmaceutical companies. They stand to lose hundreds of billions of dollars if marijuana is ever legalized. I've talked to you about this before. So,
The thing that makes this unique is I'm used to them, you know, threatening to go to court. I'm used to them going to court to try to challenge initiatives. But what I'm not used to is a government agency stepping into the political process. That's what I've never run across that in all the places I've lived. I've never run across a government agency getting involved in the political process. Russ, thanks, man. I got to run. I appreciate the call. Have a good day.
Thanks, Jack. You
okay.
Too.
All right, it's 8:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Gina Michaels, who will get involved in the traffic process here. And how's rush hour going on this Monday? And everybody hates Monday. Don't they hate Monday?
Yeah.
Everybody hates Monday. But I say this all the time. You know what? If you canceled Monday, Tuesday would just become Monday.
That's right.
So you have no choice. So how's the lookout?
No, it's still pretty hectic. We're tied up westbound I-70 Quebec to I-225 from a wreck that's in the left lane. If it wasn't bad enough, southbound 25, 58 to Spear for your commute downtown. We had a new two-car crash. It's right under I-70. That's creating even more gridlock. Not getting any relief either direction of Federal at Hamden. They're still out there cleaning up a fuel spill. And we're recovering westbound Hamden on the approach to I-25. That crash is off to the left. Today, partly cloudy.
As Budweiser welcomes the second annual Thunder in the Rockies Motorcycle Rally to Northern Colorado. With Ted Nugent, the WFC, comedian Bill Engvall, Wyatt Ryan, Mark Wills. Check out the Ranthole Bike Show, Balls of Steel Stunt Show, Bull Riding, Bike Rodeo, and other attractions including the Harley-Davidson Demo Fleet, Custom Bike Giveaway, Tattoo Contest, the Main Street Tattoo, Beer Gardens, and more. At the Ranch and Budweiser Event Center at I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard in Loveland, Colorado.
Learn more at ThunderInTheRockies.com.
Thunder Mountain, Harley-Davidson, Peterson, Toyota, The Rand, the Denver Newspaper Agency, Thunder in the Rockies.
Clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
8:32, it's 28 minutes in front of 9 or 32 minutes past the hour, however you want to draw that out. I've talked about Purina and Coco and Jackson and the fact that they love Purina One and that it really, you know, it's just, I mean, it's amazing. They just can't wait for lunch and dinner time. And maybe I haven't said this in a long time, Coco is a Welsh Corgi and Jackson is a miniature pincher, a minpin. And President Franklin D. Roosevelt had Scottish Terriers, FDR had Scottish Terriers, creating a craze for not only the breed but also for collectibles created in its image, including doorstops, stuffed animals, and the like. And you know something? Mary and I, we have calendars at home that have Welsh corgis on them. What do they call those little things? It's like a little music box thing with a, has like a glass bubble on top of it and it has snow in it. A snow globe with a Welsh corgi in it, with a tricolor Welsh corgi. So we kind of collect Welsh corgi stuff because we're crazy about them. You know what? Maybe that's how you feel about your dog. Well, how many times did you hear eat your broccoli when you were growing up? Well, imagine a world where what you eat and what you like is also what's good for you. Well, that's your dog's world. With Purina One Total Nutrition Formulas, these newly reformulated dog formulas are made with ingredients like real lamb, real beef, or real chicken, plus rice and yogurt. Real ingredients, just like those you look for in your own diet. Try it, and your dog will have you to thank. I mean, your dog will just love you for it. Does your current pet food deliver both the great taste and the good health that Purina One does? Well, if it doesn't, take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge and see for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. This is simple, and you know what? You can get this bag for free, and you can find out for yourself about how great Purina is. You can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today, 800-890-2216.
This works. Call the number.
800-890-2216. 800-890-2216.
While they're misleading the masses, we're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 835. It's 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 78, partly sunny, and we do have a chance of a thunder shower or two in the afternoon. I don't know what it is about Republicans. I don't know what it is about the GOP that they always engage in like these really weird distortions. This is another example. We're going to talk to the co-chair of Colorado Stonewall Democrats, Jeffrey Shaw. And Jeffrey, welcome to the program. Thanks for getting up and coming on this morning.
Thank you.
All right, how do we describe this? In light of last week's, in light of these weird statements that Janet Rollins has made about homosexuality and bestiality, talk about what these eight young Republicans did at Mesa State College last week.
Well, last week they were attempting to highlight their opposition to a photo display in a library on their campus. The photo display is a series called Love Makes a Family, and they wanted to show their opposition to the sense of marriage equality, meaning that marriage should be for any loving couples who wanted to be married, not just between a man and a woman. And the problem is they always use the same kind of ridiculous pictures. In their little demonstration, eight young Republicans married, quote-unquote, goldfish. For some reason, every time this Republican type of grouping gets together and opposes marriage equality or same-sex domestic partnership or whatever, they always seem to equate homosexuality with bestiality or polygamy. It's always like, well, once we do this, then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to have a man marrying a horse.
They always reach for the most far-out example that they can possibly come up with instead of having a rational discussion of the pros and cons of something.
That's what it seems to me, and it comes up with the most ludicrous pictures that one could possibly imagine.
I mean, why can't they have a rational discussion about something? Because they have no argument?
Well, they're traditionalists, and they refuse to realize that, the world constantly changes. And what was good yesterday is not necessarily what is going to be the best for the world tomorrow. They take the sense of what, i.e., marriage is, and they try to say that it can never change, it can never be something different. Whereas the student that stopped by their very demonstration, the Stroll Pritchett, his comment was, he didn't see why marriage couldn't be simply something that is a union between two people who love each other, regardless of gender. So they don't, you're right, they don't talk about the issues involved. They use ludicrous pictures to draw attention, and actually what it does is it takes all of the attention away from what really is going on.
I've brought this up, man, I can't count the number of times. I have never been able to get anybody who is against equality in marriage. I have never, ever, ever been able to get any of them to give me a rational argument or reasoning as to the public ramifications of such a move, like how they would be harmful. You know, the negative public ramifications of such a move. I can never get them to confront this issue. I mean, they have no rational argument for this. It's always the same thing. It's always, you're right, what are we going to do now? We're going to have polygamy? What are we going to do now? Is a man going to marry a dog? I mean, they never can say, like, what the effect would be if somebody living next door to you or five houses down or somebody you work with were allowed to marry their partner regardless of their gender. They never want to debate that idea. They always want to go to some extreme, and they just have no, I mean, there's no logical reasoning behind any of this.
For some reason, and I never have understood this, but for some reason, the individuals who oppose marriage equality think that if two men or two women get married, it's going to affect their marriage.
How, though? I don't understand how they think that's going to happen. I've asked them repeatedly over and over again on this, and I never get an answer.
There is not a logical answer. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's not. There's no reason why, if I wanted to marry my partner, who would be a male, there's no reason why that should affect Joe and Louise across the street in their marriage. No reason at all. But for some illogical reason, that's what the religious right and the right end of the Republican Party, they always try to tell you this. Now, there are Republicans who do not have that view. So it's not just saying that Republicans only oppose gay marriage or domestic partnership, because there are a number of Republicans who do support it. Look at the vote in the legislature here in the state of Colorado. And you know, look at Massachusetts. Look at New York State, which is filled with Republicans, but they don't have that view. So it's totally illogical. I never have understood it. Politicians, Democratic politicians who are married will tell you, you know, how does this affect my marriage? Who cares? It's just this definition of what marriage is. Marriage is between two people who love each other. They make a contract within the state to live together and to share responsibilities. That's all it is. If the church wants to make a move to marry two individuals, each church can decide to marry someone or they can refuse to. I don't understand it either. The state should never have been involved with marriage. The state should only have been involved with creating a contract between two people.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. 8:42, 42 minutes past the hour. Jeffrey Shaw on the line. He is the co-chair of the Colorado Stonewall Democrats. How do you feel about this idea that excuse me, this whole marriage equality business is a wedge issue, and that it's better that Democrats stay away from these kind of culture wars and wedge issues, or do you feel like that we should confront this head on?
Each Democrat within, you know, their own community has to make the decision of how to confront it. It is a fact, however, that the Colorado Democratic Party has already endorsed Referendum I, which would establish domestic partnerships, and the Democratic Party has also endorsed opposition to the Amendment 43, which would define marriage as between a man and a woman. That amendment, which is redundant and would enshrine discrimination, is unnecessary in the state of Colorado. So the party itself has already come out in support of one and in opposition to the other. Individual Democrats in their own districts have to fight each battle their own way. We, as the Sentinel Democrats, have endorsed a number of Democrats. Angie Piccioni, for one, Bill Winter, for another, Jay Fawcett, Brad Perlmutter, all of these are congressional candidates. All of them have come out in support of our side of the issue. In particular, Angie Piccioni and Bill Winter are very clear that they support marriage equality. They don't even want domestic partnership. They want marriage equality.
Yeah, you know what? I would be in favor of marriage equality as well. You know what, Jeffrey, I thank you for being on the program, and I want to have you back again to talk about this, and I want to keep track of both the amendments that are out there. So I hope you'll come back on the program again in the near future.
Be glad to do so.
Okay, thank you very much. There's Jeffrey Shaw, the co-chair of the Colorado Stonewall Democrats. Coming up next, we'll talk to Ed Perlmutter and the whole State Farm issue and the whole flap in CD7 about Rick O'Donnell. And I believe that this is the second time now that O'Donnell has engaged in this kind of behavior. And we'll get the rundown from the next congressman from CD7 coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
So watch out for some new delays now. This is affecting your Boulder Turnpike, U.S. Highway 36. A two-car crash being reported at McCaslin. This is westbound now between Interlochen, as we're going to see these delays, the Interlochen Loop and McCaslin Boulevard in Boulder. So big problems there. We're still seeing delays, I-70 metro area westbound at Quebec due to an earlier crash. And, of course, southbound I-25 still bogged down from I-70 all the way to downtown. We had a two-car crash there. Weather today, partly cloudy and mild with an afternoon storm possible and a high of 75. Right now it's 55 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Shelter Insurance will provide you with a free auto, home, or life insurance.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
To you motorcycle riders, what time is it? It's more than time you were protected on your insurance claim. Two wheels doesn't mean you deserve less. Two wheels doesn't mean a reduced insurance claim. Less wheels doesn't mean less injuries. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. If you're injured in a motorcycle crash, you need to protect yourself, legally, on your insurance claim. Don't get hurt twice. Once by the injury and again on the insurance claim. After all, it's your life. It's time for accountability. It's time for the people who injure you to accept personal responsibility. And it's time for the insurance claim to reflect that same accountability and personal responsibility. At Bell & Pollock, we handle insurance issues just like these. If you have an insurance question, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock has over 20 years of experience. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the troubleshooter attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
They'll match up to $1,500. And you know what? When you take all that in consideration, along with the great people out there, how can you not go to Rocky's Autos? Great people out there like the Alshear brothers, Tom and Marv Alshear, wonderful people. Spanky Herrera, great guy. Gerard Menard, good hardworking guy. Freddie Lobrato, who really busts his rear to make sure that you get a great deal. Jim Monroe, Izzy, Colby, I mean, all of the people, Isaac, all the people who work out there really, really, really work hard, to Kyle, to make sure that, you know what, you get treated right and that you get the best deal possible. Check them out on the internet at RockysAutos.com. See the inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. Rockies, family-owned and operated since 1982. And once again, extended hours are open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. But if you come past 9, they'll take care of you and things will be fine. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology, for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:49, 49 minutes past the hour. High today, 78. Partly sunny skies here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Let's talk to the next congressman from CD7, Ed Perlmutter. And Ed, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's things on the campaign trail?
Things are good. We've been out, putting up more yard signs and talking to lots of people. I was just up at the debate between Bill Ritter and Bob Beaupre up at Metro North Chamber. There was a huge crowd up there to listen to that. And Bill Ritter's folks got there early, got their signs up, and as my sister would say, they won the hill. So
that's great. That's absolutely marvelous. Let's talk about this Rick O'Donnell situation. O'Donnell had this event or held this event on August the 22nd, and it was sponsored by the Bushell Insurance Agency, Incorporated, which is an affiliate of State Farm Insurance based in Wheat Ridge. What's wrong with him doing that?
Well, the law doesn't allow a corporation or any kind of corporate entity from providing resources to a federal campaign. So what was wrong here, it was a State Farm postcard with a State Farm logo to State Farm policyholders, and don't know precisely, you know, who in the office prepared the little postcard or those kinds of things, but obviously it was something that where Mr. Bushell, we think, stepped over the line on campaign finance laws.
And did you filed a complaint, correct?
Yes, we filed a complaint with the FEC, and really this is the second time that they've had this kind of trouble, you know, with the finance laws. They had one earlier where a law firm sponsored a fundraiser headlining the EPA administrator, which again, real issues with the Hatch Act and finance campaign finance laws. And both times they used the excuse of, well, we read the text, but we didn't look at the final invitation or the final draft. And that excuse only gets you so far.
Yeah, no kidding. What is it about Rick O'Donnell and the people running his campaign that they can't adhere to the law and play fair?
Well, you know, I mean, the laws are complex to give them, you know, some slack. But on the other hand, you're supposed to know the provisions of the law, and these parts aren't that difficult. You know, you just, it's got to be an individual who hosts a campaign event or a fundraiser. And, you know, we had a couple of policyholders who had come to us and said they'd received this card. They were going to go to the event. They did. They said, you know, they were seeking contributions. It was all about Rick O'Donnell, and it was a campaign event. It wasn't just sort of, you know, come meet this guy and let's talk about insurance issues. It went far beyond that.
And did you get a call from State Farm? Did they apologize to you?
They did. And, you know, to their credit, they called us the next day, apologized, said this was beyond, you know, their protocol, the way they want things to be handled. In fact, their website has their own kind of code of ethics, And this went beyond that. And so they did call and apologize and said this was not something they condoned or they had promoted, and this was their agent who had, been scolded.
Any idea whether he'll be disciplined or not?
I don't have any idea. That'll be between the agent and State Farm. But, our complaint was against the O'Donnell campaign, and that's what we brought.
And when do you think that you'll hear something about the filing with the FEC?
We filed the complaint on Thursday, and, what their turnaround time on something like this is, I really don't know. But, we wanted to make it clear, this is the second time that we think they've overstepped the bounds. And, we're not going to be pushovers in this campaign. This is about running for one of the highest offices in the land, and this is about taking this country in a new direction. And, we've had under Republican leadership, Duke Cunningham and Tom DeLay and Cheney and no-bid contracts. We've got to take this country in a new direction, and Rick O'Donnell is just going back the same direction.
Is Rick O'Donnell, because I haven't seen any of his ads, I don't know if he's even on the air yet or not, either radio or TV, what is he going to do about his association with the president? I mean, certainly you're going to bring this up. I mean, Bush came in and raised money for him. Bush's popularity is an all-time low. Is he going to run for the president, or is, I mean, do you have any idea about what he intends to do about that?
Well, I can tell you, we had a parade this weekend, Lakewood on parade, and went through Belmar. And as I came up to shake one person's hand, they said, gee, we're happy to talk to you, somebody we're going to vote for. And Rick O'Donnell came up to us and said, he's a whole new type of Republican, completely different than the president and everybody else. So he's going to run away from the administration. But obviously, with the president, the vice president, five members of the cabinet, the speaker of the House coming out here twice to raise money for him, he's, as I say, joined at the hip with these folks. He is more of the same. And we're going to make sure that people hold this administration accountable. More Republicans in the Congress are not going to hold the administration accountable on Iraq, on Katrina, on the budget. I mean, there are dozens of places where one-party control has gotten us way off track. And folks, they understand it. They appreciate checks and balances. And I'm convinced, Jay, that the winds of change are blowing out there. We're going to win a lot of races. We're going to win this 7 CD, and I heard you say the next congressman, and all I'll say from your lips to God's ears, I know we're going to do this thing because people have had enough.
Yeah, I know you are too. Let me ask you, being out there and talking to people every single day, what's the number one priority that people bring up to you?
Well, I would say they want change. They want the focus change from the wealthiest 1% to the hardworking people in the middle, and that's who makes up the 7th Congressional District. So it's just a general feeling of, all the focus, all the attention, all the power has gone to a very small group of people, and a lot of people in the middle have been left behind. That's sort of number one. Iraq is a big issue out there. There's no question about that, that the administration, without any checks and balances, without any real debate, has bungled and failed. And, I think last month more people, civilians, were killed than in any prior month. It was up to 3,500. I mean, it really is just such a mess, and they're not being held accountable at all. Immigration comes up. It doesn't come up nearly as much as it did before the special session, and I think the Democratic legislature really took the bull by the horns and dealt with issues there about benefits as and other things. So it took some steam out of what the Republicans hoped would be a wedge issue. But it's a wedge issue within the Republican Party itself, between the business community who, want to have guest workers, want to have people, working in their various, businesses as opposed to everybody else. So it creates problems for the Republicans themselves. But I think, going back to it, it's the number one issue is this, the people in the middle being forgotten. And, Rick wrote his paper about slaying Social Security, and Social Security was un-American. He flipped on that. He said, well, now it's not that bad. He just wants to privatize it. And people don't want any more of this privatizing because they think it's all going to be to the benefit of the president's buddies and the buddies of the Republican leaders in Congress.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct on that. We urge everybody to go to PerlMutter2006.com. Give what you can or give of your time, And, Congressman, it's good to talk to you, and we'll have you on again real soon.
Jay, I appreciate the time you give me on your show. Thank you very much.
Well, we love you. The best to you and your family.
Okay, thank you.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
There's Ed Perlmutter. All right, we're going to go into open phones now at 303-713-7600. And, gee, Rick, you know, if you want to come on, if Rick O'Donnell wants to come on and talk about this, if he wants to come on and talk about anything else, he's more than welcome to show up here. There's no prohibition against anybody coming on this program. 303-713-7600, open phones coming up. Whatever it is that you want to talk about on this Monday, man, we'll jump right into it. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll talk about the anniversary of Katrina.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The following is a message from Brutus at the National Disaster Search Dog Foundation.
Last October, 3 buildings collapsed. I was called in to help. 2 little kids were missing. I looked everywhere. Then I found them. They were crying. We all were.
Be part of the search. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and broadcasting in HD.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Florida is getting ready for what could be this season's first hurricane. Live to Orlando and CBS News correspondent Peter King.
Hurricane watches have just been extended up the east coast to New Smyrna Beach. They're also up for Lake Okeechobee, the Keys, southwest Florida. Governor Jeb Bush says his message today
is to get prepared, to implement your family preparedness plan, to know if you're asked to evacuate exactly where you'll go.
Numbers just in show Ernesto over eastern Cuba headed northwest at 10 miles per hour. Still a tropical storm. Winds down to 40, but it's expected to strengthen again and hit Florida as a hurricane early Wednesday. The track is also continuing to bend further east. Visitors have been told to leave the Keys, and NASA prepares to move Shuttle Atlantis back indoors. Tomorrow's launch scrubbed.
Well, Hurricane Katrina is on President Bush's mind as he heads for the Gulf today. It was a year ago tomorrow that the powerful storm plowed into the coast.
This is Jim Crisul in Gulfport, Mississippi. Money for rebuilding. It's a point of contention for Hurricane Katrina victim Wendell Frazier. And he'd like to tell the president
to help another country before your own citizen. It's just not a good idea. I think you hurt the people that helped put you in office.
Now living in a cramped camper with his wife and 15-year-old son, Frazier says he's yet to see any financial aid from Washington. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Gulfport, Mississippi.
It's the question nagging federal investigators. Why did a Comair jet try to take off from the wrong runway at a Kentucky airport yesterday, killing all but one of the 50 people on board? CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is in Lexington with more.
In this area of close-knit communities, the next few days will be filled with grief. Most of the victims were from here. Funerals won't be held until the bodies are identified and released. That could take some time. Bodies were badly burned. Dental records are being requested. County coroners from around this state are volunteering to help analyze the victims and return them to their loved ones as soon as possible.
It's been a very bloody day in Iraq. Fighting between Iraqi troops and Shiite militiamen loyal to Muqtada al-Sadr left at least 34 people dead and 70 wounded. 16 people were killed, 47 others wounded in a suicide car bombing in Baghdad. And the U.S. military says another soldier has died of wounds from one of the weekend bombing attacks. In all, 9 Americans were killed. While American corporations pile up profits and the productivity of workers continues climbing, their wages aren't keeping pace. When inflation is factored in, median hourly wages have fallen 2% since 2003. Economist Jared Bernstein says it's getting tougher for American workers to fight competitors overseas.
There are many causes. They all come down to diminished bargaining power. We have fewer unions. We have lower minimum wages. We have a lot more globalization, and that means our workers are in competition with workers abroad who make far less than we do.
Now, checking stocks, the Dow is up 54, the Nasdaq 14. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For example, the 10 million saved is 10 million earned dynamic. Or the, our month-end reports actually happen by the end of the month dynamic. Or the, yes, I can forecast the revenue, no, I don't own a crystal ball dynamic. How do you manage these dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Yeah, my truck doesn't have coverage, but if my boat hit it, will my boat policy pay for the damage to my truck?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical.
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
I'm Beverly Weaver with an AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. The federal DEA reportedly trying to defeat a statewide ballot campaign to legalize small amounts of marijuana. The Boulder Daily Camera says a DEA agent sent an email looking for a campaign manager to work against the measure. Safer Colorado, which is backing the initiative, says the Fed shouldn't interfere with the state's right to make its own laws. The suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey case back in court today for an arraignment. Reporter Todd Shepard in Boulder.
While the advisement hearing is expected to last only a few short minutes, it could take just a few short seconds. Some legal analysts say it wouldn't be out of the ordinary to see Carr's attorneys waive his rights to the advisement just to try to defuse any drama and keep things as brief as possible.
That hearing getting underway at 4:30 this afternoon. RTD says bus ridership has jumped 13% with a bump in gas prices.
Gas prices have increased our ridership, but we are also paying record high fuel prices for our diesel fuel for our buses. So we've seen ridership go up, but our costs have gone up as well.
Scott Reed with RTD. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Beverly Weaver. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
In the metro, southbound 25 from I-70 to Spear is really the stretch to avoid. Two different wrecks there near 38 causing those delays, so be aware of this if you're making your way toward downtown. For Boulder, a two-car crash tying up the turnpike westbound from the Interlock and Loop to McCaslin Boulevard, so don't let that catch you off guard. Some relief now on 225 through Aurora. No problems for your airport drive. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes today. Weather outlook partly cloudy.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Good morning, 907, it's after 9, and it's high today of 78, partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? A couple of things to remind you of. The Taste of Colorado is coming up. And I forgot to say anything about this morning, but I'll be at the Taste of Colorado at the AM 760 booth on Saturday. come by and say hello. Also, if you missed the earlier portions of the program, some of you I know have trouble, like in the morning, because you got stuff going on or whatever. You can get the whole show on podcast at am760.net. So just go there and sign up, and then you can download the thing and listen to it at your pleasure and scream and yell at your iPod or your computer or whatever. All right, let's go to the phones. We'll go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
One thing I want to say about the whole issue with gay marriage and everything else like that is the phrases you guys use are defeating yourselves. You should never use the word gay marriage because that instantly gives them the advantage. Never use it. It's just handing them the gun that shoots you in the head. It should only be referred to as civil unions. Never refer to it as gay marriage because it scares people. I don't care if they're right or wrong to be scared. You have to use the correct phrase and terminology in order to win the war of words in people's minds. Only civil unions. The second you say gay marriage, that's when the religious freaks go nuts.
Yeah, and I don't understand why. You know, I would really like to have one of them call me up and explain to me what it is about this whole thing that threatens them so badly. And they always talk about threatening the institution of marriage. And, you know, nothing threatens the institution of marriage more than divorce. Why don't we pass a law in this state that you got to undergo, I don't know, how many hours of counseling before you can be granted a divorce?
It doesn't matter, Jay. You should differentiate between the term marriage and civil union.
No, I understand that, but I'm talking about the fact is I don't understand what their phobia is about this.
Those people will die out when their time comes. It's basically, it has to be generational. Just like there were people who hated blacks, those people eventually died out and their children didn't care.
Yeah, but generational is not a nice statement if it's you're the one that's being affected by these people's bigotry and phobia and craziness. And they always use the most extreme examples, too. What's up with that?
Because basically that's how they think. And you have to think in their terms, and you have to go around their argument. You have to defeat their argument by not using their terms.
Yeah, I understand that.
This is what Democrats lose on. They lose on this so many times.
Well, you know what? I understand that, but I'll tell you, sometimes, you know what it is? Sometimes I would just like them to either put up or shut up. In other words, get on the radio, on this show, any show, whatever the case may be, you know, get into a debate. Don't use the extremes. Don't get into hysterics. And just confront the issue head on, adult to adult, and stop engaging in all this extremist, you know, antics. If you go look at most of the top topics, most of the most important things that involve this country and this country's future, those folks from the authoritarian right, that's all they do is they engage in all of this extremist, rhetoric, using extreme examples, using these ridiculous arguments, whether it's Iraq to, you know, to Katrina, to whatever it is that may be out there, you know, to music, to I don't care what it is. I mean, everything is an extreme, and it's ridiculous, man. And it's about time that, you know, we stood up and said, you know what, stick to the facts, stick to the argument, let's be adults, stop engaging in this excessive BS. I mean, it's ridiculous, you know, it's ridiculous. And I think the public's beginning to see that it's ridiculous, that these people seem to be, that the extremists are dominating the GOP.
Trying to argue that, Jay, but the one thing that I've learned is if you're going to win the war, you fight on your terms.
Yeah, I understand that, and I know you keep making that point, and I understand it, it's well taken. All right, Noah, thanks, man, have a good day.
Thank you.
All right. And I mean that about their extremism. And, you know, you just, I mean, you listen to all of this and this extreme, you know, craziness. Like, let's dial it down here and get to the facts. You know, let's talk about what's really happening and stop all this, you know, craziness. Like, you know, if you oppose the war in Iraq, that you're somehow connected to Al-Qaeda. Here's another one. Ann Taylor Diggs, the judge in Detroit. Whether you agree with her judicial decision about the NSA wiretapping or you disagree with it, she's not the Al-Qaeda judge. She's not doing it because she's trying to help out Al-Qaeda. She's doing it because that's her interpretation of the law. And if it turns out that she's made a wrong interpretation, and there's some scholars, legal scholars, who are talking about this, that's fine. Then, you know what, it'll come out on appeal, it'll come out in the court system, but to get on the air and, you know, in the media, and to rant and rave that she's like the Al-Qaeda judge, I mean, come on, you know, come on. And these people pulled this off in the 50s, And they pulled it off in the 60s with everybody who disagreed with them were communists. And every once in a while you'll get an authoritarian right-wing follower who will call up and try to pull out try to engage in the Red Scare and try to go crazy with that and start to claim that, you know, I'm a communist and that we're all communists. You know what? It doesn't work. And this whole thing about, oh, well, you must be soft on Homeland Security. And, you know, cut and run and play and all of these phrases. I mean, you know what? Stop the insanity. Stop sloganeering and start debating the facts on any issue that's out there. On any issue that's out there. But they get into all these extremes. And, you know, all you got to do is, I mean, you just keep track of this. I mean, they do it on TV all the time. I mean, these talking heads that come on. They engage in all these extreme examples and extreme, arguments. And what it does is it obscures the debate. And you know something else, too? I've never been capable of doing this. I've never, ever, ever been capable of doing this. And I've been caught being wrong before, you know, because human nature dictates that that's going to happen. But these people will get in the media, they will make these statements, and when they're shown to be false, they'll insist that it's reality anyway. They'll insist that it's reality anyway. I mean, nothing is a more perfect example of that than the exchange between Kristen Powers and Ann Coulter. And we're going to have Kristen Powers on a little bit later on in the week. If you go to crooksandliars.com, you can see the exchange, where Ann Coulter sits there, looks directly into the camera, and says, things are going swimmingly in Afghanistan. No, they're not. How do you make a statement like that? How do you make that statement when there's stuff in the news every single day about how it's not going swimmingly there? Or that it's not going good in Iraq? Or that if gay and lesbians want to marry their partners, that this is going to lead to bestiality? Well, you know, give me an example of that. Or it's going to lead to polygamy. Give me an example of that. I mean, there's no, you know, it's not there. And one incident does not make for an entire argument. So if you go Google this and you pull up, like, one guy, okay, who jokingly advocates marrying his dog or something, you know what? That's not proof of anything. That's one example. Stop at these extremes. It's just like, ugh, you know? And I'll definitely tell you, one of the things I look forward to, I'm going to be 54 in about 3 weeks. And I'm at the tail end of my radio career now. Because, you know, who knows how long I'll be on the air? Who knows how long I'll be able to keep, you know, my gig? I mean, who knows? One of the things I'm looking forward to is not having to deal with these people and not having to deal with their extremisms. I look forward to getting away from that. Not hearing it. It is, you know, I've never said this on the air. I'm going to say it now. It is painful for me to get up on Sunday morning and watch the Sunday morning talking head shows and listen to the overwhelmingly conservative bias and the BS and the spinning that goes on the part of the guests. Like, I don't know about how many of you feel this way, but, you know, I see Michael Chertoff on TV. The guy should have been fired over Katrina. All right. Enough preaching on my part. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, you want to get in the marijuana initiative, whatever it may be, 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls, all of them, coming up. I promise, and I got two lines open at 303. 303-
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more. More about McKay Landing. That's ENGLE Homes Colorado.com.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Call Sales Genie today at 1-800-700-5976. 1-800-700-5976.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You must leave now, take what you need, you think will last.
Bob Dylan's got a brand new CD out. 9:21, 21 minutes after 9, high today 78, partly sunny, a chance of an afternoon thunderstorm. It's open phones. 303-713-7600. Let's go to William in Boulder. William, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
How you doing?
Well, all right, man. I'm hanging in. What about you?
Oh, me too. Yep. I got to go to work in a little while, but I have some time, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Good.
Okay. I want to weigh in on the gay marriage. That fellow that was talking, that was emphasizing the civil union thing, I agree with him, but I think gay marriage should be called what it is. It's gay marriage. Gay people want to get married. It's all about marriage. Gay people are proud of the word gay. Civil unions is just like sugarcoating it, I feel.
Yeah, you know, I'm more inclined to, I understand Noah's point. I think he makes a good one, but I'm like you. I'm more inclined to get into it straight on and challenge these people over their craziness.
Exactly. And you know what it is? The people that would be against gay marriage are going to be against civil unions. We're not going to change their mind. Thank God for the progressives and the liberals in this country that can see the reality of gay marriage, just like they see the reality of just pretty much every other question. I wanted to say, if gay people can't marry each other, who can they marry?
Well,
that's just a little.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, but it's you know, it gets into this whole thing about the craziness of denying a whole section of American society any kind of happiness, any kind of fulfillment, any kind of you know, for the first thing they do, okay, the first thing that they used to do before we got into this. The first thing that they used to do is they used to get on gay people about not being monogamous. Then you know, and that was during like the AIDS period. Even though there were a lot of heterosexuals who had AIDS, and the highest carriers of AIDS were intravenous drug users, and primarily, like say for instance in New York City, were females. But they would beat them up over that. Then when that was over with. And there were, you know, there were gay people who had partners. Then they started going. I mean, in other words, they never stop. And what is their craziness? I mean, in other words, what is their outcome? What is their solution? What is it that they want to do about gays and lesbians? Do they want to eliminate them? Do they want to arrest them? Do they want to persecute them? I mean, what is it that they want to do? I mean, let's. You know, let's force them to be clear about their agenda.
And they never are, except through the lies and the idiocies that they come up with, like the animal marriage thing. I wanted to say something that I've been meaning to say on every time I've called, and I really never got around to it. I'm a liberal. I was born a liberal. I mean, from day one, I just always felt right to accept people who they are. I got off on a... Okay, shoot. Are you still there, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm listening.
I'm sorry. I got messed up. I just can't understand why people grow up and don't have liberal feelings. I don't care who they are in this world. I understand you're shaped by your parents and society, et cetera, but in my heart, I've always felt that it was right to care for people, no matter who they were, except for the damn Republicans. Sorry, but
I don't know. I don't have any idea how that goes awry. I don't understand how that happens.
Conservatives are basically lazy people who don't really think for themselves, and really, when they do think, they don't care.
No, I don't think they're lazy. And they may see the world economically differently than you and I would. I mean, they have some things. I mean, they have some themes that run through them that you hear all the time. For instance, like life's not fair. And there's got to be winners and losers, and they get into all of that. And you know what? I grant them that those arguments are legitimate, that life is not inherently fair,
and
that there are going to be people who are going to win and lose. But the thing is, what you've got to try to do is you've got to try to get a level playing field, and they use that as a way to dodge what is becoming an increasingly unlevel playing field.
Right. I want to say also, when I say Republicans, I only mean the people that have basically taken over our country in the last 5 years.
You're talking about the authoritarian right.
Right, exactly. I believe in it. I'm physically conservative. I'm conservative on some issues. I won't go into them right now, but for the most part, I'm a liberal. But I see everything in black and white. If I see something that's right, then it's right. I voted for Republicans a couple of times over the years. A couple of times.
I have too.
And you know, I'm not against Republicans. I find the middle of the road Republicans, moderate Republicans, are fine with me. My entire family are pretty much moderate Republicans. I'm the only basically liberal.
The thing I find about the authoritarian right that's very, very rough is, like I said in the beginning, I mean, they deal in this extremism. You can't have any kind of a rational discussion with them. There's no negotiation, and they're basically. Always go for like crazed examples. Like for instance, if you talk about the healthcare system and you advocate in any way, shape, or form universal healthcare coverage, then they jump to the extreme and start saying, "Oh, you mean like you want to have it like they have it in North Korea? You want to have it like they have it in Cuba? You want to? You know, you must be a communist. You must be a socialist." I mean, they start going crazy, and it's like, "No, here's what we want to do. What we want to do is we know there's a problem. We know that we have." A large segment of the population of this country who are uninsured or underinsured, many of them are kids. So what we want to do is we want to fix the problem. we don't want to get into, you know, all of these sidebar issues. I mean, because then you can get into this thing of like, and I've had to do this on the air a million times, like say to somebody, all right, let's stop, let's break it down. All right, you know, how does democratic socialism compare to what you have in North Korea? How does an FDR, how does the New Deal compare to what you would have in Cuba or what you would have in China? Or, you know, you got to get them to start defining all of this stuff instead of confronting the problem head on and talking about how to fix the problem. They're not into doing that. They're not into fixing the problem. What they're into is they're into maintaining the status quo, which is not fixing the problem.
Yeah, well, Jay, before I go, I just want to say the perfect metaphor for them is they love to muddy up the water.
Yeah, they do. And they do it on a regular basis.
Always.
And you'll get callers.
Everything.
You know, if I get a few conservative callers to sneak through here, they'll start trying to do it. You know?
One other thing I want to mention. I started getting The Nation last month. So it's excellent.
Yeah, it's a good magazine.
I can't put it down. Yep.
Good magazine. All right, thank you, William.
Sure, buddy.
All right, see you later. And, you know, if you're conservative, I mean, I don't mind having conservatives call here. And I want to get into dialogues with people of, you know, conservatives and people of differing viewpoints. And I don't think we all have to have the same viewpoint. I mean, I don't have that killer kind of instinct of like, you know, like the Rush Limbaughs and the others who screen those calls out. I'm not into that. But you know what? Like, what I'm into is trying to fix the problems and trying to right the wrongs and to make it so that you can have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, as opposed to getting into all of these sidebar issues about defining all of these things about government. Let's fix the problem. So if universal health care is the wrong way to go, then, you know, I would turn to authoritarian right-wingers and say, okay, then you tell me what the right thing to do is. What's your solution to the problem? Or if you don't think that, you know, gays and lesbians ought to get married, then what is it you think they ought to do? I mean, what do you intend to do with them? What would you want them to go away? You want them to be invisible? You want to persecute them? What do you want to do with them? What is it that would make you happy? And the same thing goes for Iraq. You know, there's another example. Okay. If redeploying the troops is not the answer, then what is your answer on how to stabilize the country and how to get our troops home? What answer do you have? Or Katrina, which we're coming up at the anniversary of, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. If it's not the responsibility of the federal government, if it's not the responsibility of the state government, if it's not responsibility of the local government to protect the welfare of the citizens, then what is the government for? Well, I mean, I'd love to ask him that. 303-713-7600, one line open. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? More calls coming up. 9:30 at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina Michaels.
Yeah.
Who did not watch the Emmys last night.
Just you know, tidbits.
Did you see the opening with Conan O'Brien? Now everybody's mad at him.
I did. I was a little surprised about the whole airport, the whole, you know, airplane thing. But I mean, I knew that they didn't do it on purpose.
Well, they probably pre-taped it. I mean, what were they going to do,
right?
Like dump the thing? Well,
exactly.
And I don't think that they thought about the commuter jet in Lexington. I don't think they thought about that at all.
Yeah.
But now people are all upset at them.
Yeah, I think it's you know, it's too much.
Aren't you glad we don't have high-profile gigs like that?
Yeah.
Because you know what? Those people can't do anything without getting into trouble.
Yeah.
We weren't there. We weren't a part of it. Don't try to tag us with it, right?
There you go.
All right. What's traffic look like?
Well, we're in recovery southbound 25 from I-70 to Spear. That's on your downtown trek. Traffic picking up there. Those wrecks no longer a factor. We did have a problem on the Boulder Turnpike westbound at McCaslin. The eastbound side still hung up at Federal. That's just the normal delays. In good shape, eastbound 6th Avenue through Lakewood. An orange cone alert today for Quebec at East Alameda. They're going to be making some intersection improvements there. Weather today, partly cloudy.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave. Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be. Regency
Windows. Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video? Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
568. Call 1-800-600-1568.
Imagine your perfect life when you never have to give money a second thought. Imagine living that life now and when you retire. Hi, I'm Ross Jardine. I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. If you're already trading stocks and not satisfied with your results, or if you want to trade but you're afraid you'll lose money, let me help you by sending you my free DVD, The 3 Secrets to Making Money in the Stock Market. And with your DVD, I'll also include a free 30-day trial to my stock investor website. Together, this is a $139 value, but for a limited time, you can get both for free. Unlike other free offers, my 64-minute DVD is not a sales pitch. It's valuable instruction that's easy to follow. In it, I show you step-by-step how to make money trading stocks using my stock investor website. To get your free DVD and free 30-day trial to my stock investor website, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, a little Rolling Stones. Makes everything okay. 9:35, 35 minutes past 9, high today 78, partly sunny. And we can't get any satisfaction here. 303-713-7600, it's open phones. Let's go to J.D. in Colorado Springs. J.D., you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Howdy. I got a couple of things. First of all, regarding the marijuana issue, we need to stop referring to marijuana as a drug. It's a plant. It grows in nature. Drugs are made by man. Nature does not make drugs.
Well, I don't agree with that, but that's okay.
Well, can you give me an example of a drug made by nature?
Opium.
Opium is not a drug. It's a plant.
Well, you know what? I consider it to be a drug. I mean, are we going to split hairs on this about what is? Are we going to parse it? I mean, I consider opium to be, an opium poppy to be a drug. I mean, I consider that to be a drug. I consider marijuana to be a drug.
If you look up the definition, you will have to come to the conclusion that it is a plant.
Well, you know what? I don't have to come to the conclusion it's a plant. I don't see it as being that. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous to waste time on splitting hairs.
Well, I think you do your argument a disservice when you refer to marijuana as a drug.
Well, then you know you're welcome to think whatever you please.
Okay, and now I have another thing, and I know you're not going to like this, but somebody needs to say something. You talk entirely too much. People listen to a talk show to hear the views of your listeners. I agree with 90 to 95% of the things you say. But I'd like to hear more from the callers. I'd like to hear more of what people are thinking as opposed to the host. You're there every day. And like I said, don't get me wrong, I agree with 95% of the things you say. But I would like to hear more from the audience.
Well, you know what? That's a valid complaint. And if you don't like the way the show's conducted, then, you know, you're free to go somewhere else. That's
well, you're
point
not
one. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I listened to you. Now you're going to listen to me.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know what? I'm not even going to go down this road.
Okay.
I mean, I sat here and was polite. I didn't say anything. Yes, you're interrupting me. And I didn't say anything while you were talking. I said nothing. But, you know, suddenly, like, it's okay for you to interrupt me. Now, how does that work? Explain that to me.
I have not been rude to you.
But you interrupted me. Did your parents ever teach you that, like, you don't talk when somebody else is talking, or is that, like, a normal thing with you?
Now you're becoming authoritative.
No, I'm not becoming authoritative. I just want the same courtesy that I extended to you, and I don't think that's too much to ask.
Okay.
Do you think that's too much to ask?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. As I said before, number one, if you don't like the way the show is conducted, then you're free to go some other place. That's number one. And number two, when you get a talk show, then you can conduct it the way you see fit. There are some days and there are some issues that I'm very passionate about and that I feel like talking about, and I'm going to talk about them because it's my show and that's what I get paid to do. And there are other days when I don't hardly talk at all. And most of the time when callers call up, whether I agree with them or I don't agree with them, I give them plenty of time, probably more time than any other talk show host in this town, and I am the least rude of any talk show host that's on the air. I give most callers an average to 3 to 4 minutes, where on most shows, they might get 2 minutes and 30 seconds if they're lucky, or 2 minutes and 45 seconds. So once again, my answer to you is, point well taken, but if you don't like the way the show goes, then what you can do is just go down the dial and find some other place. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Sure, you're more than welcome. Let's go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Just wanted to make some quick points here. I wanted to go back to Perlmutter's deal that he was talking about. I think he's going to be a great candidate, but he's kind of at a deficit right now, Jay, because he had to spend about 850 big ones on that primary. Down to about 150, and O'Donnell's has about 10 times more money than him. And then I hope he can get his coffers built back up. Then I wanted to go to what you were talking about with these judges and how they're after that lady that ruled precisely the way the law was written with the NSA spying, and how right away they have to label her. Well, I'd like to label the Supreme Court, the 5-4 decision that allowed democracy to be stolen from the American people in Florida when the state Supreme Court there had ruled in the favor of the people to count the votes, and the Supreme Court came in and stole democracy from us. I think we need to call them liberty thieves. And I'd like to go to Musgrave and talk to her about the fact that she's so opposed to gay marriage, and yet, and this is funny too, because all the Republicans, I never hear them ever talk about the huge problem that they have in Colorado City, Utah, and other points around there with that Jeffs guy that they have a federal warrant out for.
The polygamy issue.
What's his name? Something Jeffs? Can't think of his first name right now. But here's
Warren,
this guy.
It's Warren Jeffs, I believe.
Warren Jeffs, you're right. Now, they ABC, NBC, one of them went up there to Colorado City. And they're walking around and trying to interview people in that town. They show up at the police station. None of the police will talk to these reporters. None of them. And I would be fearful for my life. I mean, the reaction that they got from the hostile reaction they got from these people up there was just amazing. And where is Marilyn Musgrave? You know, where these people are defying federal law. They have polygamy. It's alive and well. And it's destroying marriage up there as far as they their definition of it. They don't say a word because they get their Republican vote up there. So everything is just alive and well and wonderful, and the federal government and our attorney general just kind of takes a blind eye on it. And they were interviewing a a law enforcement person that came up there from Salt Lake or somewhere else. He has no support. He has no support from the federal government.
Let me tell you something. Let me clue you in about something. There's not only polygamy going on in Colorado City, but Mary and I lived in Salt Lake City. There's polygamy going on inside the city. It's like nobody calls the cops and says, hey, this guy's living with five wives. I mean, nobody says anything, about that. It's kind of like the dirty little secret that they know is going on, but then nobody ever gets into it. That's what's going on there.
We're focused on the family, Jay.
I don't know. I guess they don't have any time for that kind of stuff. I mean, I think that's really a good point, but they don't.
Yeah, it's amazing how they can take a blind eye on something. I mean, they'll go to these extremes where they had young Republican Marion Goldfish to try to bring out their point, but none of those young Republicans want to take a trip up to Salt Lake or Colorado City, Utah, and point out the fact that these conservative Mormons that vote Republican are defying the federal law and really weakening marriage from their definition, not mine, but from their own.
Well, you know what, I think
amazing what hypocrites they are.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. And when I worked there and did mornings, I did half music, half talk, and I confronted the issue of polygamy one morning, and I put on some women who were living in polygamous relationships, and man, you can't believe the complaints. I mean, people went nuts over that. But you're right; they don't talk about that. Let me get back to this one other thing, and then I got to go. The Ed Perlmutter situation: money will come into him. People are giving money. I gave money. There are other people that are giving money, and he will get money from the National Party as well.
Fantastic.
So he's going to be in good shape. The thing is that people should, you know, and I actively, you know, Rick O'Donnell can come on this show if he wants to, but I actively say this. Either volunteer your time if you live in that district, or, you know what, give him $25 or $50, help him out. He's going to make a wonderful, wonderful congressman. And I wasn't, you know, too warm about him in the beginning, but he's kind of like Bill Ritter to me. I mean, the more I have him on and the more I talk to him, the more I genuinely really like him, and I think he's really a good, honest guy. And I just think people in CD7, you know what? You need to take back your district and stop Rick O'Donnell, because Rick O'Donnell is the wrong man for the job at the wrong time. Thanks, Kevin.
Well said, Jay. Well,
see you
said.
Later.
You bet.
All right. Okay, Kay wants to respond to JD. Kay, if you hang on, I'll put you on next, and then we'll talk to Kevin. And I also got two open lines now at 303-713-7600, or am I, like, talking too much? It's 944, 16 away from 10.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Looks like we're getting back speed on the highways. Things are rolling along after earlier problems, so you're not going to have any trouble getting yourself across the downtown area on I-25 on either side of the highway. Still looks good on I-70 on both sides of town. A good drive on 225 across Aurora. No delays through the tech center on I-25 on either side of the highway. Good drive on 470 across Highlands Ranch and 6th Avenue and the Boulder Turnpike, both in good shape for you right now. Weather forecast, look for a mild day, lots of sunshine, maybe a chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon, but high staying in the mid-70s. Looks pretty good for tonight. Look for clear skies, down right around 50 degrees, nice cool evenings, and tomorrow warm up just a little bit, look for a high around 80. Right now it's 65 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in gross.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net. At Just Brakes, we really do care. Stop by for Brake Safety Awareness Week. If it's been at least 1 year or 20,000 miles since you've had your brakes inspected, then visit a Just Brakes location from August 26th to September 2nd for a free visual brake inspection by a Just Brakes certified brake safety expert. While you're there, get a free roadside emergency kit while supplies last. No purchase necessary. Just Brakes Safety Awareness Week, August 26th to September 2nd, because
at Just Brakes, we
9:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hey, where's the best place to buy a used car in the Rockies? At Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal. Facts are, buyers can choose from hundreds of auto dealers in Colorado. I mean, you've got hundreds of choices out there. So why choose from Rockies? Well, because Rockies is the number one volume dealer. And what makes them number one? They're number one because of low prices, extended hours, diverse inventory, a ton of payment options, cleanest late model cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 units on the lot, and their matching down program, they'll match up to $1,500. So, you know what, when you think of the most popular place to buy a car, you got to think of Rockies Autos. And also think of the good people who work out there, over 100 people out there, to make sure your buying experience is a good one. People like my friends, the Al Shears, Tom and Marv, they're great guys. Spanky, Fred Labrato, Gerard Menard, Jim Monroe, all of them out there work very hard. Kyle, Izzy, I mean, they all work very, very hard. Colby, Isaac, they're all out there busting their rears, basically, to make sure that your buying experience is absolutely the best. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. And you know what? You can check them out on the Internet, RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve, or just check out the inventory. But whatever you do, get down to Rockies Autos, where you get the most bang for your buck, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Historically speaking, few coins are ever recovered from shipwrecks, and most are never available to the public. But now you have the chance to examine rare coin treasures from an actual shipwreck, risk-free. Call Odyssey Marine Exploration, 1-800-900-4480.
It was October 25, 1865, just after the Civil War. The SS Republic, her hull heavy with gold and silver coins bound for New Orleans, was caught in a hurricane off the eastern seaboard. Overwhelmed by the storm, the Republic and her riches disappeared beneath 1,700 feet of icy ocean water.
After 138 years, the SS Republic was located by Odyssey Marine Exploration and her precious U.S. coin treasure daringly recovered, giving you a chance to hold sunken U.S. coin treasure in the palm of your hand. Quantities are limited, so call right now and examine these U.S. coins for yourself. Call 1-800-900-4480. 1-800-900-4480. That's 1-800-900-4480.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
49, 49 minutes away from 10 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Boy, you're in a Bob Dylan mood this morning, aren't you? I'm going to get that new Bob Dylan CD. High today, 78, partly sunny, a chance of some thunderstorms. Let's go to Kay in Centennial. It's open phones. Kay, you're on AM 760. Thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
I just wanted to make a couple comments. First of all, I wanted to say I used to listen to 850 for a lot of years. And found your show, and I really, really, really enjoy it.
Oh, thank you.
Sometimes I do think you talk over the listeners, but I think many times listeners drone on and on too. So that's what a talk show is. And if anybody, anyone wants an opinion of what a bad talk show host can be, listen to Mike Rosen. He's just flat. I don't care if you're a progressive or a conservative. That man is just rude. He can give the definition of what rude is, and so can Caldera. So maybe that other gentleman that called in should take a moment and just tune in to Rosen sometime. The other point I want to make, and I just thought this was just such a sad statement. This past weekend, my family and I are white, and my son-in-law is black. And this past weekend, he's also a highly educated individual in the world of finance, and he was telling us that he was going to make a visit with his new boss to some of their bigger clients. And he was saying, however, he would not be able to take him to the clients that resided in Idaho or Utah.
Jeez.
I know, and I'm sorry, that's my grandson.
Oh, that's okay.
You know, we were just talking, has anything changed in 600 years? Has anything changed?
That
is just not so overt.
That is, that's terrible.
I would say more, but this is a well-known company, and I just don't want to go into any more detail, but I was really shocked as to how it could impact
any future transactions they could have because my son-in-law is black.
It's not only sad, it's horrific.
Mm-hmm. But if you think about what comprises the population of Idaho and Utah, you know, I think they're very right-wing, holistic, ultra-religious idiots.
Well, as somebody who lived there for 3 years and lived in Salt Lake City, it has some very nice things about it, basically the way the land looks.
Yeah, it is beautiful there.
But you're right. There are some bad things about it, and, yeah, there's a lot of prejudice there. There's no question about it. And downtown Salt Lake, which they used to call the Avenues, had a tendency to be very, very liberal, but the outlying areas, the suburbs, have a tendency to be the other way, and it's very tough to be a Democrat there. And one of the congressmen when I was there, who represented the downtown area, represented that part of the city of Salt Lake, was a Democrat. But they're few and far between. It's very, very tough. And I remember that there being charges about how there was no people of color in the hierarchy of the Mormon Church. I remember that argument coming up. So, yeah, I remember a lot of that stuff. You know what it is? There's no excuse for it in 2006. There's just no excuse for it.
No. I know. And you think, you know, because I think Denver, for the most part, is, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's a fairly integrated-minded city.
Well, I live in an integrated neighborhood.
And so I think because you're in that every day, you forget what happens in other parts of the world. And the last point I want to make is, with that in mind, is to think about Katrina tomorrow and what little has been done to help those people.
We're going to do a whole show on it tomorrow.
Oh, good. Okay.
All right.
Well, Jay, I love you. Keep up the good work, and thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kay. Have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, see you later. Let's go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I have an idea for you for about talking to these crazy people about they're wanting to ban gay marriage. You hit the nail on the head when you say that they love to fly off the handle with these extreme examples. They do it no matter if you're talking about global warming. They do it for every issue you want to talk to them about. So use that tool. Ask them when they want to ban gay marriage, ask them this. There's a whole group of people out there that are never addressed on this. Nobody ever talks about it. What about hermaphrodites? What if a person is born with ovaries and testicles? Who decides who this person gets to marry? Who makes that decision?
Well, they would go crazy over that. I mean, they would absolutely and completely freak out and go nuts. You know, Kev.
Well, I mean, there's these people. I don't know how many there are, but I know there are a lot of people that are born like this. And then you start getting into, well, how much male or how much female are they? And it's such a ridiculous argument. And I don't know what they're planning on doing.
I don't either, but you know what? I don't think that they have any, I mean, I'd like to ask them once again what their plan is about gays and lesbians. So what do you want to do with them? I mean, if you don't want to give them, you know, if you don't want to give them equal status, if you don't, I mean, what is your solution to the problem? And I've never ever heard their solution, I mean, other than you get these people who will call up and say, well, they can change their sexual orientation, which is absolutely, you know, freaking ridiculous. I mean, it's just stupid. So they have no, you know what the bottom line is? The bottom line is they have proven over and over again, the authoritarian right has proven over and over again to you, to me, to everybody else, to this entire country. Okay, then no matter what the topic is that you bring up, they don't have any workable solutions to anything. They mismanage things. They drop the ball. They don't have any workable solutions on how to get out of Iraq. They have no workable solutions to anything. They know that there's an energy problem in this country, yet they have no proposals set out or put forward to do anything about it.
I mean, whatever it is. And you know what we ought to start doing, Kev, is we ought to start asking them over and over again, what's your solution?
Sure.
And let's see what they have to say.
If they thought through these thought processes they have, then obviously they would realize that they were wrong. And that's the problem, is they don't think it through. They make these decisions. They have these beliefs that are totally wrong, and they're just steered in the wrong direction, but they never complete any of their arguments, any of the thought processes. They never go to the end.
Well, the problem. I ask a friend of mine who works at my former radio station, real quick, what the conservative hosts there were doing. You know what he told me they were doing about all of this stuff, about Iraq and everything else? They weren't presenting a plan on how to get out of Iraq. They weren't presenting a plan on how to fix things. What they were doing is they were attacking their critics 24/7. I mean, that's what they're about. Kev,
right.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. That's it for today. Tomorrow, we'll focus on Hurricane Katrina and the one-year anniversary. Have yourselves a wonderful day. Al Franken is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Parents, when kids head back to school, their attention's on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as taking a safe route to and from school. Establish a kid code and remind them that if they ever have a problem with a stranger, to run, yell, then tell. This is from the Olinger family of funeral homes and cemeteries with 20 locations in the Denver area. That's Olinger.
Thanks to a special Medicare program, you may be eligible for a pair of shoes specifically designed for diabetics, plus three sets of inserts for little or no cost. For details about this program and to see if you qualify, call or visit Foot Effects today. Also, now through Friday, Foot Effects will take an extra 20% off any in-stock shoes or accessories. Foot